the social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
Larry Fink, the shadowy titan of BlackRock, the world's largest asset manager with over $10 trillion in its grip, has been named interim co-chair of the World Economic Forum alongside Roche's Andre Hoffman.
Who are the people who are going to be able to have sufficient humility to accept that the current status quo doesn't work? And who are the people who are going to act on this?
Remember Larry Fink? And Klaus Schwab all said that a few years ago. We will end up soon, by 2030, you will not have your own car. And we're not going to allow the new building of any single family homes. And you notice in the Palisades they burned down on purpose. I told you it'd be a UN city. They declare an emergency, build giant high rises, 250 square foot coffin apartments. It's all been officially announced exactly as I said.
There's three giant corporations, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard, which own collectively, they own each other, so it's really one giant corporation. But they also own 89% of the S&P 500. They own everything. They've now decided to buy every single family home in America. So if they stay on the current trajectory, they will own 60% of the homes in this country, single-family homes, by 2030.
This move, announced on August 15th, 2025, comes right after an internal probe that cleared World Economic Forum founder Klaus Schwab of misconduct, though it admitted to minor irregularities.
So if he penetrates the cabinets.
BlackRock's tentacles stretch into every major corporation, government, and central bank. And now Fink's got a front row seat at the WEF's Davos Circus, where the world's power brokers plot their next moves.
What's the end game for you? You're rich, you're powerful. What's next for you?
Consolidation of power in the hands of a man who's been steering markets and pushing agendas like ESG investing, a Trojan horse for centralized control.
What is the goal of ESG?
So the stated goal was to create a set of measurements that they could use to justify taking trillions of dollars of other people's money and doing activist investing with it.
The hedge funds, BlackRock, the banks, these guys want to
buy. Larry Fink, the guy who built BlackRock from a scrappy startup into a financial juggernaut that owns stakes in over 14,000 companies worldwide. His annual letters to CEOs read like manifestos for a new world order, urging companies to bow to stakeholder capitalism, a soft term for prioritizing globalist agendas over profits.
I was with someone the other day who knows Larry Fink really well, and I said, I think Larry Fink has really been damaging to the country, to the world. And this person said, you know, I feel sorry for Larry Fink. Why? Why do you feel sorry for Larry Fink? He's the single unhappiest person I've ever met.
So what can we expect in the coming months? Expect a turbocharged push for digital assets, ESG policies, and global governance that threatens national sovereignty. Fink's BlackRock already manages the largest Bitcoin and Ethereum ETFs, worth nearly $95 billion, and his WEF gig could accelerate crypto adoption as a tool for financial surveillance.
Let me see this. Will you do another ETF? How about an XRP ETF? I know you got Ether out there. How about XRP? Can you answer that?
I can't.
Under Fink, it's a blueprint for merging corporate power with government policy, creating a world where unelected financiers call all the shots. Fink's leadership risks cementing that reputation, turning Davos into a command center for a financial feudalism where BlackRock's interests reign supreme.
So we've had Christine Lagarde of the ECB say that the entire financial system needs to be rewired for climate change. And she's not the only one saying that. You have the head of climate finance at the UN, Mark Carney, former head of the Bank of England and Bank of Canada, and former Goldman Sachs guy. I'm also saying similar things. Larry Fink is saying similar things. The banker consensus is that the entire global economy has to be remade, and that one of the main pillars of that new system they wish to impose on us is the carbon market, which they currently refer to as the voluntary carbon market. But like digital ID, it will be voluntary in name only.
This isn't a promotion. It's a coronation for a man who's been pulling strings behind the scenes for decades. Wake up, America. This is the real Great Reset. John Bound.
Hey,
Chase. Good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
The UN globalist invasion of the United States that accelerated under Biden, all the human trafficking, sex slavery, you name it, are in full panic mode as Trump has ordered the DHS and ICE to paint the entire southern border fence black, which will raise the temperature of it on an average day more than 20 degrees, making it burning hot when you put your hands on it so you can't scale it as easily. And the left is completely and totally flipping out. You've got to love these ideas that Trump, probably Stephen Miller, come up with. Here is clip 5, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem saying they're painting the entire southern border wall black. Here it is.
Remember that a nation without borders is no nation at all. And we're so thankful that we have a president that understands that and understands that a secure border is important to our country's future. Now, if you look at the structure that's behind me, it's tall, which makes it very, very difficult to climb, almost impossible. It also goes deep into the ground, which would make it very difficult, if not impossible, to dig under. And today, we are also going to be painting it black. That is specifically at the request of the president, who understands that in the hot temperatures down here, when something is painted black, it gets even warmer, and it will make it even harder for people to climb. So we are going to be painting the entire southern border wall black to make sure that we encourage individuals to not come into our country illegally, to not break our federal laws, but that they will abide and come to our country the right way so that they can stay and have the opportunity to become United States citizens and pursue the American dream.
Turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back.
It's Wednesday, August 20th, 2025. I am your embattled host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. Remember, you have all the power. You decide, listening local radio stations, watching on local TV and cable stations, watching on the Mighty X at Real Alex Jones, and over at the Alex Jones Network on Rumble and Infowars.com/show with our own house feeds of the network shows and mine. You have the power daily to share those live feeds and tell people, hey, critical information that the bad guys don't want you to know is being covered right now. Please watch and please share and tell those you share it to share and those you tell it to share so it completes the chain reaction. Please use your power. We're in a serious info war. We've turned the tide, but we've not won yet. All right, let me tell you what we got today. I have a responsibility to tell people what I'm really thinking, even if it could be used to overall hurt our pro-human liberty agenda. In the short term, the long term, honesty is always the best policy. I've seen a lot of signs of Trump declining. I'm 51, and I've got a lot of energy. And when I try to push myself and work 18 hours a day intensely, I start fading out. And it's like I'm drunk. There was an example of that a few weeks ago when I debated Nick Fuentes. And I'd been up since 4:30 in the morning, and I debated him like at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And people are like, wow, Jones seems drunk. No, I ate some pizza they had before we went live. And then it just hit me, and I was just like, whew. And when I got home, I fell on the bed in my clothes, face down, and then woke up at 4 a.m. again. I'm 51, folks, and I can work. But what happens is if I remind myself I'm tired and decide to gut up and get focused, I can stay frosty. But when you've already been working so much, I think I did like 8-9 hours that day and all the business management and family stuff and driving home and having dinner with the family and all of it, that when I'm not thinking about how tired I am, you're not conscious. You just go and Trump does sometimes, 2 a.m. TV and radio interviews. I know he sleeps less than 4 hours. He's 79. He's been through 9 years of hell. Look what 4 years does to other presidents. They age incredibly fast. And so he's on a lot of the time, but like a light bulb is starting to go out. It gets brighter. It gets dim. It goes in and out. And so I'm going to be talking about that today. He's got extremely swollen ankles. You know, when they said, oh, look, bloody hands, that was golf hand. You could see it. When they said he was had dementia in his first term, no evidence of that. The man is a bull. But I'm going to talk about this today because I want to make it an issue, and I want Trump to understand as much as he wants to get his agenda through, he has to delegate, and I know he's up at 2 a.m. delegating because he writes the tweets, but he sits there and dictates it to his crew. There's a lot of footage of him doing that during the election, since then. He just sits around in a room, in a big war room with all these TVs, and he can't stop. And I guess that's the Scott German in him. And, two known groups genetically to overwork themselves. And the rest of his family's been known to be like that. And we need him. So I really want Trump to cut the work days to, 14 hours, not 20. I mean, here's an example. They looked at his schedule last week when he went up to Alaska, and he was seen doing interviews and getting on and off airplanes and things in a 35-hour period, and every hour or so he was doing some interview or talking to officials and doing meetings and events. It looks like he didn't sleep. You can't do that at 50. You can't do it at 20. You sure as hell can't do it at 79. And as more evidence of that, let me just go ahead and hit this now. I see this headline and I go, oh, let me go actually watch him say this. And sure enough, he did. And I know some of the inside baseball that really hasn't been talked about. Yeah, and you see a little swelling there. If you pull up the ankles from Alaska, it's a straight-on shot. They are big. They are swollen. I mean, they are, like, really big. I mean, they look like my neck's 19 and a half inches, about like that. His ankles look like they're about 15 inches around. That's not a good sign for the heart and the rest of the body because the rest of them, he's lost weight. He's not that fat. So Trump really needs to exercise and take care of himself. Yeah, that's not good. For anybody that you've known that's having heart problems, that's not good right there. Okay? And they're getting bigger and bigger. And so Trump is a maniac. He's our maniac. He's like a racehorse. If you run it in a race every day, it's going to end up having a heart attack or breaking a leg. You run it once a month. So I saw this headline. I said, let me go see if this is true. It is. This is out of the Mirror. Trump's afterlife fear sparks fresh health concern as president admits, I'm not doing well. He goes on to say, I don't know if I'm going to get into heaven. I want to try to get into heaven if possible. I'm hearing that I'm not doing well, Trump told Fox. He went on to say, I want to stop world war. So he feels an incredible responsibility. He's a really good person. He's extremely driven. I know a lot of people that have this similar level, not as much energy as him. He's got the most energy I've ever seen. But I know some suit lawyers, I know some other people in business, and they've all got what you'd call Asperger's, basically. And you know, Elon Musk admits he has it, high-functioning, 180 IQ. Those are just names science gives it to gifted people, you know, savants. But I don't think Trump's going to be able to stop himself. This is the way he is genetically. But if the people around him could just get him to take off one day a week, if he could just go play golf and watch movies and, you know, have some fun, he deserves it. And anybody that knows, you know, the military, they don't rotate the Navy SEALs and Delta Force and Army Special Operations back for the last 4 months of every deployment because they don't want them in the field. They know they get better performance and don't get burnout if special operations people work 8 months and then come back and get debriefed for a couple weeks and then spend 3.5 months off. You've got to put the battleship in the dry dock and give it a break. Now, I mean, that said, I hardly ever take off. Any vacation I take, I end up working. A vacation for me is like I'm working 8 hours a day. So I know of what I speak. But I come back after a week vacation of only working 8 hours a day, and I feel incredible because it gives you time to rest the synapses, and you're more effective when you do it. So I would say, in fact, I don't say I know, we have a crisis. And when the left said he had dementia and was out of his mind, the few times he was overworking himself, I mean, I watched on the campaign trail 10 months ago, and I was following it, you know, hour to hour, minute to minute, and he'd be at campaign events till midnight, then he'd do interviews, he'd get back to the hotel, do more interviews, and then he'd, you know, with his shirt, you know, unbuttoned, stumbling into the elevator. People say, oh, look, he's got dementia. No, he probably just worked 30-something hours not sleeping. A 20-year-old man on average can't do that. He's a maniac. Plus, a 20-year-old man, you know, has trouble staying up 2 days partying at the beach with a bunch of girls in bikinis. This is making serious decisions, and mental exhaustion is way worse than physical. So I say this from a place of love, but he'd stumble onto the elevator. And then I'd get up at 4 a.m. and he'd already be working. And I'm like, wait a minute. I check where he was, the time zone. I go, he was asleep maybe an hour? That's crazy town. But he's hyper competitive and hyper aggressive. So you talk about in the zone, folks. It's fair to say that Trump is unconscious basically for periods of the day now. Because there have been times when I'm totally exhausted operating on adrenaline up for 2 days. And I make pretty good decisions, sometimes even better than when I'm conscious. But I think back and I can't remember what I did. There's been times where I was, you know, out in the field doing incredible reporting and dangerous stuff. And I was like 30 years old and I'd finally go to sleep 2 days later, and I get back and I go, what did I do there? You didn't know? You don't remember what just happened? You don't remember all that? Like when I covered Bilderberg and stuff? And they had, like, all sorts of clandestine operations against us and stuff? I'd be like, no, what happened? I'm like, oh, I remember now. So this is a serious issue. And, again, he performed so well at these diplomatic events, his wits, all of it. Well, that's because it's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But you can watch the decline into the evening and then also these morning interviews. So it's late at night. He sounds like he's drunk. He doesn't drink, obviously. He's exhausted. And then it is early in the morning. He doesn't sound too hot. And, you know, I'm not on my best when I first wake up either. I don't think any of us are. So this is a serious situation. And this is just one of many things I've been hearing and seeing him do that send up red flags. And again, you don't need to even see the red flags. How do you work at 79, 20 hours a day at least? And remember Biden, when he was VP and Trump was coming in 2017, and he's making the call to the call's been released. He's talking to the Ukrainian president at the time. He goes, listen, we've been sending you all that money. You've been sending back to us. He goes, listen, don't ask Trump for more money. He's very sophisticated. He will go research every bit of it. He'll spend days demanding every file, and then he's going to come after you and I and all of us. Do not ask him for money. We will get money to you through the IMF and World Bank. Because they had all the NGOs and USAID and all that stuff. And the U.S. contributing to that. Now, that's just a snapshot of when he's not doing interviews and not press conferences, he's literally demanding everything and studying it. I mean, it's crazy. It gives me a headache even thinking about it. So, I'm going to give Trump spiritual advice here right now. And this is well-known doctrine of Christ. This is undisputed. And it was illustrated by Christ in his words more than 100 times in the New Testament. And then again, some of his last words on the cross before he was resurrected with the thief and the murderer. And one of them didn't want to be forgiven. The other was, and it was an example of, you're now forgiven. Tonight you'll be with me in paradise. That's the Faustian story, too, that Faust didn't know he could have repented to God any time and gotten out of his deal with the devil. But he wouldn't accept that gift. So here's Trump saying, I'm worried about going to hell. I've got to stop this war. I'm told I'm not doing a good job to get into heaven. Now, this is Trump, unconscious, basically, because he's working so hard, and now you're getting the subconscious Trump talking. And I happen to know the inside baseball for many years that Trump's all into energy. He's like, oh, that rock concert, or oh, that, you know, that event in Cleveland. Did you feel the energy, Alex? Wow, it was electric. And I've talked to his spiritual advisors and people, even back to the first administration. And even when he was out of office, he would call these well-known preachers and ask them to pray with him on the phone almost every night. He would ask them to come to Mar-a-Lago with nobody there and come pray for hours with him and lay hands on him. I mean, this isn't him doing this for public consumption. People are like, oh, he's not a Christian. Oh, he's a playboy. He used to be that. He always believed God was real, but thought he had to do it all himself. But he'd already given it to God before they tried to kill him in Butler. And I mean, I know the people that told me this, and they're like, yeah, you can kind of maybe say it, but don't say it. And then later, pieces of it came out. And I can name the names, but I'm not going to. But Rodney Howard Brown knows these preachers, too. He told me this stuff separately, and I'd already been told by the people themselves. But it shows, and I get it, the fear that he's getting sick, that who knows what's going on. His ankles are giant. That usually means serious heart decline. I mean, liver failure too, but his eyes aren't yellow. So he's saying, I don't know if I'm doing a good job. I don't know if I'm going to get into heaven. I hear I'm not doing a good job. This is the President of the United States calling into Fox News in the morning saying this. So, and this is somebody, and see, I knew when these preachers told me this stuff that they were advising him and visiting him, it was known, but not what was going on behind closed doors. I'd had these conversations with Trump about energy and how he loves the energy of a crowd and like, you know, and he's all into positive energy and how the, you know, oh, I love when the prayer group came, you know, Larry told me, like, oh, the energy was the best. So he knows God's real just from the energy level, but he doesn't understand that all he's got to do is repent to Jesus Christ and ask Christ to come into his heart and to save him and forgive him, and then it's done. We're still going to be sinners. We're still going to be wrong, but we love Christ. We don't like, oh, well, I'm forgiven by Christ, whoever I want now. No, that changes the heart. We see Trump is a lot better than he used to be, a lot less worldly, a lot less arrogant. He doesn't get baited as easily. So we know this is Trump 2.0. But he just simply has to fall down on his knees and cry and repent and ask the Spirit of Christ and the Holy Spirit to come into him and to take him over and to purge the evil. Because the devil's the accuser. The devil's always there. You could have done better here. You could have done better there. You're weak. You're not doing good. That's the devil, Trump. That's how the devil goes after people that are trying to be good but aren't good enough themselves to do it. You can only do it through Jesus Christ. You need to repent. Pledge yourself to Christ. Say, I'm a full follower of Christ. And then ask Christ to send the Holy Spirit. Ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit. All the same entity, but the three aspects. The all-powerful entity. So, that's what you have to do. And it's that simple. Not, oh, I believe in Jesus. God wanted me to live. I love Christians. I love God. No. You have to say, I'm a follower. I can't do it. I invite you in. You're knocking at the door. I'm opening the door. You have to invite it in. God's a free will God. Now, I know for people that have experienced this and have been truly been born again, you're like, well, of course. I believe Trump's a Christian. God's hand is obviously on him. But because of the way he sees the world and everything transactional and the rest of it, he's got a blind spot. And now he is in a moment of unconsciousness. And I don't mean on drugs or something, just kind of worked so hard, so tired. You just, hey, remember what you said when you were really tired? No. I've been super exhausted. Come home sometime. Been working 2 days, barely slept. And my wife will say, or my kids would say when they were still living with me, they're, you know, they're grown up now. Dad, you remember what you said last night at the dinner table? No. And I'm not drinking. I'm not nothing. I just was so exhausted. I remember what I said. That's what we've got on this audio when we come back. And so the president needs to be prayed for by everyone. And we need to ask God to send the Holy Spirit to him with absolute total power right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray with me during the break.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
It's almost poetic, the products that we sell, because yes, they are the best. Yes, it is the best price for the highest quality. Yes, they are third-party tested. It's almost poetic because as we advocate for humanity, what we sell to you is that which makes you or allows you to make yourself a better version of yourself. Whether it's getting the methylene blue, which helps you with focus and energy and mental clarity, or ultimate life force, which makes your body healthier in so many ways I don't have the time to explain to you. Whether it's the Shilajit that gives you incredible vitality, or the ultimate burn, which ensures that your metabolism is optimal, or the optimal human, which is everything the body needs. You see, we're fighting for your mind, your body, in your soul, not just with the products that we sell, but with the message of this network. We have to have the truth. We have to have freedom of speech. We have to have our rights, because folks, we're about ready to go into an artificial intelligence war, into a space war, the likes of which humanity couldn't even dream of, even in science fiction. So please go to thealexjonesstore.com right now, not just for your mind and your body, but for your species.
Our medical grade USP Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus, like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a 1-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your Ultramethylene Blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com and at Funds or Operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. Thealexjonesstore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there, with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Find us a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
All right, I want to move into all the other big news, but first I want to finish up with this clip that I've been talking about with Trump. And there's a lot more of this I'm seeing, like when he said, I'm going to meet Putin in Russia, in Alaska, he said that. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of this, folks. And everybody makes mistakes. I do it too, but we're seeing a lot of them. They're increasing. He just came out and said, Netanyahu's a war hero, and so am I. Neither one of them ever served the military. And we criticized Obama when he said, I'm really good at killing people with Predator drones. We're like, that's creepy. Trump calls Netanyahu a war hero and adds, I guess I am too. So Trump needs to start taking off at least one day a week. He needs to limit working to 14 hours a day. This is a crisis. Also, everybody kept saying last week, oh, the Israelis are building up troops. Are they going to take all of Gaza and invade? They passed it in Netanyahu's Security Council 2 weeks ago. They said they're taking it all. And now they're rolling in. But if you put a story out and say, ooh, they might be, it's like, ooh, they might be, it's like, here they are. But it's now happening. I'm going to get to that. So Trump afterlife fear sparks fresh health concerns as president admits I'm not doing well. Listen to him on Fox and Friends. It's frightening. Here it is.
I just want to end it. You know, we're not losing American lives. We're not losing American soldiers. We're losing Russian and Ukrainian, mostly soldiers. Some people as missiles hit wrong spots or get lobbed into cities like Kiev and towns. But, you know, if I can save 7,000 people a week from being killed, I think that's a pretty... I want to try and get to heaven if possible. I'm hearing I'm not doing well. I hear I'm really at the bottom of the totem pole. But if I can get to heaven, this will be one of the reasons. Well, I think I saved a lot of lives with India, Pakistan. They were going at it. The planes were being shot down. That was going to be maybe a nuclear war if I let that go. And I did that through trade. I was...
So you can say this is Trump famous humor. But through the humor, you get the truth. He's concerned about his soul, and he wants to be good. He wants to stop war, and he's a good man. So we should really pray for President Trump. But you add that to Netanyahu's a war hero? I mean, even if you're for what Israel's doing, the guy commanding young people to go die and blow up all these civilians is not a war hero. You know, all the war heroes I know never want to talk about it and say they weren't heroes. So I criticized Obama for statements like that, and I'm going to criticize Trump for it. But again, the left's going crazy. Oh, draft dodger Joe Trump says he's a war hero. Well, draft dodger Obama says he's a war hero. And, you know, quite frankly, I think dodging the Vietnam War is smart. But the point is the war is now for our republic. It's intellectual, it's spiritual, it's economic, it's cultural. And we need to defend the homeland, not go to war with the biggest nuclear power in the world. And Trump's trying to stop that. So I salute him and I back him. So the left will cut out what I said the last 30 minutes and say Trump turns on, you know, or they'll say Jones turns on Trump even more and says he's out of his mind and has dementia. I did not say any of that. Nobody, I don't care who they are, can operate at the level he does and the intensity over long periods of time, nonstop. You can have the very best engine, you know, made by the Japanese, and you can't drive the car for 2 months straight, never turning the engine off. You just can't do it. And so, as I said back when Biden was getting ready to run, back then I said his cognitive decline is serious. And showed videos from him months before where he still was a little weird but got a lot worse. I said, I think he's probably had another aneurysm or another stroke or something. He's already had a bunch of big brain surgeries. And they're like, oh, we're censoring you. Fake news. And, of course, it was all true. This isn't going to go away because Trump's not going to cut his schedule back and take care of himself. Again, a 45-year-old man couldn't do this. So as the crisis gets worse, and it's going to get worse, because you can see him declining faster and faster. It's not super bad yet. But unlike Biden that was completely shot and had all these brain surgeries and the rest of it, Trump has got great genetics. He's tough. And if he takes care of himself, he can make it through these years and then after. But if he doesn't, he's going to have, I predict Trump is going to have some type of collapse within the next 12 months at the current trajectory. I'm not saying he's going to collapse. I'm saying if he doesn't take his foot off the gas pedal, I guarantee you, and I've got stamina, way better than most people. If I had Trump's job at 51 for a month, I would have a nervous breakdown. So this isn't a criticism of Trump, but it'd be like taking an ultramarathon runner and saying, okay, you can run 100 miles in 2 days. Well, how about 300 in 2 days? You can't do it. These are facts. It'd be like telling the strong man that can pick up a 600-pound boulder, well, there's a 2,000-pound boulder. You go pick that up. You can't do it. And this has been one of my biggest concerns, and I've not made a big deal about it on air. I've mentioned it here and there, but I'm seeing warning lights flashing all over the place. Here's the clip of him saying him and Netanyahu are war heroes.
Fighting, he's fighting. You know, they're trying to put him in jail on top of everything else. How about that? He's
nuts.
He's a war hero because we work together. He's a war hero. I guess I am too.
Yep.
So that's Mark Levin, the Israel Firster. And I know it's fashionable to hate Israel and attack Israel and talk about nothing but Israel. And I don't want to be talking about Israel. I don't have some heart on for Israel. But the Israeli lobby is trying to take our free speech and trying to run the administration and is all cozied up to Trump. And in the power vacuum of the Democrats being so disorganized and disheveled and collapsing in economic fundraising and poll numbers the lowest ever, breaking new lows every week, in come the Israelis with their agenda that will help them but supercharge China and in the end get them destroyed too. So this is all out of control and it's beyond dangerous. Now, I've said my piece on that. I want to get to a lot of the great things Trump's doing. And we have Joe Biggs, one of the January 6th political prisoners on, former InfoWars reporter, good friend of mine, combat veteran, a real hero. And Joe never talks about this, but I've actually gotten his military record from his lawyers because they tried to enter that as if they would care. And they had just one of the things he did in Afghanistan, a whole bunch of stuff in Afghanistan, Iraq, you name it, got blown up repeatedly in armored vehicles, saved people on fire, got on fire himself. One time, this Al-Qaeda guy in Afghanistan attacked him and jumped in with a bomb. And then Biggs pulled his knife and stabbed him to death and then jumped on top of him, but then the bomb didn't detonate. That's in his military record. That's the kind of stuff he's done. And then what he gets is he went into caves and killed these guys, all of it. He would volunteer. And so for that, he got set up as this big grand conspirator. Well, now we learn exclusive bombshell and video. Key DOJ witness says Biden FBI threatened, coerced him to secure Proud Boy convictions. Well, of course. The good news is they brought in the guy that ran the Jan 6 7 at the FBI, the setup, all of it. That guy got fired a few weeks ago. And that's the other big news. After Big joins us at 12:30 Central, in about 45 minutes, Kyle Serafin's got the biggest news yet. And I got to tell you, Serafin is one of the biggest whistleblowers ever, exposed so much of the woke agenda and the leftist brainwashing and the FBI going after Catholics and going after parents at school board meetings. Just so much of it came from him and O'Boyle. Those are the two big guys who've both been persecuted and fired and everything else for doing the right thing, and praised by Bongino and praised by Patel until they got in, and then hired the establishment people and then actually turned on them. But I still watched it. Everything Serafin has said in the last year and the last 7 months has been dead on. So he called me at about 6 a.m. this morning, texted me about 6 a.m., asked me to call him. I called him, and he was talking about the Missouri AG that they've tapped to be the co-deputy deputy director of the FBI. And I said to him, I said, before you tell me, let me guess. He goes, yeah, I was, the guy like reads your mind. He goes, yeah, I was listening to your show from yesterday. Because I came on and said, this is a demotion for Bongino. It's not a big deal. So I'm trying to be nice. And I go, let me guess. Bongino's basically already quit because he doesn't want to be part of all this stuff. And from his sources that are dead on. And this isn't about getting rid of Bongino, who will be gone soon. I would guess in the next few months. But this is about getting rid of Cash Patel. He's like, dead on. So this new, and it turns out the Missouri AG, who is great, and Serafin thinks would be a fantastic FBI director, but actually do what needs to be done. He's one of the thoroughbreds we talked about that Trump should appoint. Turns out he was the runner-up, but because Trump knows Patel better, and Patel helped expose Russiagate, you know, years after we first did, I'm trying to brag, we first exposed me and Roger Stone, because we were subjects of it, we were targets of it, 2017. William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, Sheriff Arpaio, NSA intercepts. We published classified information. They could have indicted us, but we would have said, hey, we're in it, it's illegal. But of course, that got papered over, didn't get any coverage. But oh, Trump, oh, Patel, he exposed this, great. And I'm not against Patel. The point is that Patel is going to be sayonara. This is not about getting rid of Bongino. Bongino wants out. He really quit over a month ago. But Trump did not want a scandal. So he said, let us get you a replacement. And then we'll just say that you're moving back into podcasting and your Fox show. And the information war anger. Okay, great. But the Missouri AG, you heard it here, and I had already figured it out. Because I had this tendency to want to be friendly, so I'm like nice yesterday. Oh, this isn't bad to Bongino. And I'm thinking, this is to get rid of both of them, and you know, I'm going to wait. I have a tendency not to want to be mean. It's a bad instinct. I need to always, it's not a form of lying, but it's a form of self-deception. But by this morning, I'm like, let me guess, this is easy. It's actually, Bongino's going to leave, and then they're going to replace Patel. He goes, yep, that's what's going to happen. So, kind of a big deal. And maybe Serafin will be wrong this one time. But you can tell why they didn't like him. A little too smart. So he's coming up at about 1:15 today. So that's where we are. And whenever I come up here on the show, I don't pick things that are going to be controversial just to be controversial. I don't say things because I want them to be that way. I'm trying to support the people we've got in government, in corporations, in society that are going to tell the truth and promote freedom and who have integrity. We know the Democrats and the globalists and the left-hand path, they're openly satanic. They're the enemy. But we have a big effect on our people, and it's up to us to be the watchmen and women on the wall and to keep the train on the rails going in the right direction. So I get criticism when I talk about problems with the Trump administration, though I'm vindicated every time. And then I also get people attacking me saying, well, you're not mad enough at Trump. He sold us out. Let's just throw the baby out with the bathwater, take our ball and go home, and just say we're totally screwed, and then spend no time exposing the Democrats and all the known evil they're doing just at the moment we're routing them. The left and the social engineers want to use our revolutionary fervor and anger at the system that right when we start taking it over and getting real reforms, not as fast as some of us would like, but real seismic reforms, that we'll eat our own and turn in on ourselves like thrasher sharks when we'll get into a school of fish they're eating, and then one shark accidentally bites another shark, and soon they all start eating each other. Maybe pull up video of a shark feeding frenzy. Sharks attack each other in feeding frenzy. We're not mindless sharks swimming through the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean. And we come into a school of mackerel. You know, thrashers will, and others will hunt in groups. And then they charge in and start eating the fish, and there's blood in the water, and the sharks are gobbling, and then, oops, a shark bites another shark. And they go in, and now they're eating each other. The enemy is the Democrats. The enemy is the left. The enemy is BlackRock. The enemy is Larry Silverstein blowing up the World Trade Center with the CIA and Mossad. Yeah, you see all the scars on that shark? That's from other sharks. So, our target is the globalists. Yeah, we got to keep our people on the straight and narrow. That does not mean we start chewing each other up. Yeah, there's a shark feeding frenzy where they're eating one of their own. Not good. So it's kind of fun to go crazy and just start biting in all directions and flopping around, snap, snap, snap. That's not where we want to be, if you understand history. When you start winning a revolution, now you've got to build the future. Now you've got to govern. Now you've got to not just sit there and complain and bitch and exaggerate failures of the Trump administration. You've got to judiciously decide on each issue how we move the ball forward against the New World Order and their anti-human agenda. All right. Let me tell you what's coming up. Really good action. Tulsi Gabbard releases a whole bunch of new documents, jerks the clearance of 37 officials at Trump's direction over the Russiagate fraud. She says it's seditious conspiracy. They should all be arrested. Ed Martin went out again and said, look, justice is coming. We're going to indict these people. And I told you, I heard that from folks in the Justice Department months ago. And they have every intention, and they've got the agents out, and they've got the grand juries going, and it's coming. Okay? Also, breaking, Trump calls on Biden-appointed Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook to resign after HFA director sends criminal referral to DOJ for mortgage fraud. So I love how the Democrats and the deep staters tried to get Trump on mortgage fraud he didn't do. And now they're all going to be hoisted on their own petard. Oh, the New York Federal Reserve people won't lower interest rates. They're private. They say they're by the law. We'll just indict all of your asses for mortgage fraud. Can't get Capone for all the thousands of murders. We can get you on tax evasion, Jack. That's all coming up first with the clips. Then more on painting the border fence black and the left flipping out about it. And then the Democrats trying to literally protect convicted murderers and pardoning them so they can't be deported. And then the big lie. I actually ferreted into it. I saw all the Washington Post, New York Times. They're going to arm the National Guard. Arm, arm, arm. They actually went and got the orders. Standard order. They have armories that always have weapons if there's a total breakdown, and they're ordered to bring out weapons, but they're not having weapons. And that's the order. It's the standard order, but they spun it and said they're giving weapons out to kill everybody. Unbelievable. So we got that. We've got so much more. Anthony Weiner, Uba Abedin's beard, now she's married to Alexander Soros, he's come out and said, what's wrong with me? sending, you know, jacking off on video feed to a 15-year-old girl and getting her to do sexual stuff and trying to meet with her and have sex with her. What's wrong with that? Well, it's called rape, jackass. He's now defending himself, and it just dovetails into all this with the head of Israeli cybersecurity caught in a sting trying to meet with a 14-year-old girl. And then he got arrested, it's on record, and then they let him flee. And Netanyahu says just doesn't exist, didn't happen. Gotta love that level of gaslighting. Meanwhile, Israel calls up 60,000 reservists ahead of Gaza's city offensive. Word is already rolling in. That's all coming up. Before I go to break, we've got a new big sale at thealexshowstore.com, and that is the delicious pineapple-flavored, naturally flavored, Shilajit gummies that are super concentrated and strong. Now, again, it would take hours to go into Shilajit. Look it up. It comes out of the Himalayas and a few other mountain regions where there's earthquakes and stuff, and it'll reveal this tar-like substance that even top scientists don't really know where it comes from. But what it's believed is it's ancient oil deposits that have had special microbes over millions of years deep in the earth grow in it. And many of the peptides, the miraculous things for people medically, it turns out were isolated and then synthetically transferred out of Shilajit. So there's a bunch of peptides and other things in Shilajit, and not all deposits are the same. This is one of the best in the world, private labeled, out of the Himalayas, that it just does incredible things for your stamina, libido, focus, clarity. It's all sorts of people that have illnesses and problems are just gone once you start taking it. It is amazing. I mean, here's an example of a bad peptide. Gila monster lives in northern Mexico, big old red black lizard with razor sharp teeth, bites you and it'll paralyze you and kill you. They isolated that peptide and made Ozempic. Slowly kills you, paralyzes your guts, rots your heart. That's why it's proved it's deadly and evil. Gila monster poison, synthetic Gila monster poison. Well, there's a bunch of good peptides that do amazing things that is in the Shilajit. And a whole bunch of the patented ones now that Big Pharma's rolling out that do great things are made out of this. But they got to make it synthetic so they can own it. This is incredible. The gummies are super strong. The pills are strong. You can get it for 50% off right now. Plus, when you buy the Shilajit gummies today, any other supplement you want is 50% off as well. And this sale is only going for a couple of days. And this isn't just concentrated Shilajit. It's also got Irish sea moss and a bunch of other great stuff. Testosterone, vitality, you name it. Get yours now at theauctionstore.com. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexshowstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexshowstore.com. Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action, taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione, and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com for 50% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, Ed Martin, one of the task force leaders, says they're getting ready to indict Adam Schiff and more. Adam Schiff's got a big legal defense fund going. That's coming up. We've got a lot more we're going to be hitting. Joe Biggs with huge Gen 6 developments coming up. Also, Patel's going to be out soon. That's the word. That's why they brought in the AG of Missouri, not just to be deputy director, but to get ready to have Bongino segue out of his own accord. And then down the road, Patel, they're going to target over perjury. The Democrats already are doing, as we predicted. He'll be removed. But I wanted to play some of Fox News here. And, you know, I like Fox News and Jesse Waters, people like that. But listen to this report. Oh, you know, 70,000 monks endorse Trump. That's great for peace. Trump deserves that. He's not a war hero. He's a peace hero. But then they're like, yeah, we threw a B-2 bomber over Trump. I mean, over Putin to let him know we're in charge. And, oh, yeah, and they've got the Treasury Secretary. Yeah, we showed him how dangerous we are. That's standard to do at these parades. That wasn't done to try to intimidate Putin. So this thing that we're at war with Russia and we got to intimidate them, that we still get out of Fox News, and there's 200,000 kidnapped kids that the Russians grab. The Russians say, give us a list, show us. None of it's true. We've got a couple hundred. They don't know who their parents are. So this Russophobe crap that they used on Trump is still going on, even for people in his own cabinet, and it needs to stop. And Fox News is one of the worst purveyors of it. Here's a few minutes of it.
70,000 monks just broke their vows of silence to nominate Trump for the Nobel.
Dear Mr. President Trump, we are standing here today with hearts full of appreciation. Today, 70,000 Cambodian Buddhist monks are wholeheartedly supportive of our Cambodian Prime Minister Hun Manet to nominate you for the Nobel Peace Prize. Please accept, Mr. President.
70,000 monks can't be wrong. After Trump brokered a peace deal between Cambodia and Thailand, the monks went ultra-MAGA and shaved their heads like Stephen Miller. So 47's thinking about sending them all 70,000 of them Trump 2028 hats, duty and tariff-free. Zelensky and Macron went home yesterday with hats that said 4 more years. Just like when you visit a museum, Trump brought them to the gift shop right before they hit the door. Putin wanted a hat too, but instead Melania gave him a letter that said, stop killing kids. And Trump buzzed him with B-2s.
Alaska was a show of force by President Trump. He invited President Putin to land that the Russians used to own. He displayed a huge amount of military hardware and then did a flyover. It was kind of like inviting your uncontrollable neighbor to your house and showing him your gun case.
Trump's giving everybody options, the easy way or the hard way. This time, Zelensky picked the easy way. He wore a suit, said his thank yous, and brought Trump a big, beautiful gift, a putter from a Ukrainian soldier who lost his legs in a war and then picked up golf. Engraved on the head, let's put peace together.
Constantine, first of all, I just watched your swing. I know a lot about golf. And your swing is great. It looks beautiful. And you're going to be a very good golfer very soon. But I also want to thank you for this putter. It's beautiful. And it's made with real love. And it's given to me with real love from you. And I appreciate that. Every time I sink a putt, I'll be thinking about you.
Maybe the president will bring his new putter to Doral, where the PGA just announced Trump's club will host a tour event. The Europeans already calling it Daddy Shack. Yesterday, they were on their best behavior. Trump kept calling France's president by his first name, Emmanuel.
And all right, so this is all just attempts at comedy. Meanwhile, Trump is having obvious health problems. And Fox News, that was his big enemy that he now loves, of course, just wants us to all go to sleep. Back in 60 seconds with all the massive news, you're the Paul Revere. Share the live feed right now at Real Talk Shows on X. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wednesday, August 20th, 2025 transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, let's blitz through a ton of news ahead of Joe Biggs, former J6 political prisoner, former InfoWars reporter, great patriot, combat veteran, and a real war hero. Unlike Netanyahu and Trump, that are now Trump saying they're both war heroes. I mean, I love Trump, folks. I'm just it's out of control. I just call it like I see it. Trump weaponization czar teases more developments with Schiff, warns J6 committee alums to keep out an eye on their mailbox. And again, they got pardoned for the J6 fake committee and falsifying evidence and witness tampering, which they all did, which I told them to their face they were going to get in trouble for. They already been caught even that far into it and then destroying the evidence, the record of it, over 90% of it. Oh, they destroyed my testimony. You don't think they like that, do you? Me calling them crooks to their face. They used that to try to cover up the feds running the Fedsurrection. He's coming up. But Ed Martin's going after him for mortgage fraud. Clear cut. Whole bunch of houses. Letitia James. Adam Schiff, it turns out most of them have got a whole bunch of houses and they're running a whole bunch of scams and a whole bunch of fraud. So now Schiff's created a legal defense fund amid Trump-spurred inquiries. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. And Ed Martin and others are on the case. Then you've got Trump calls on Biden-appointed Federal Reserve Governor Lisa Cook to resign after FHFA Director Pulte sends criminal referral to DOJ for mortgage fraud. We'll get to that in a moment. But here is Ed Martin, who said a few days ago he's been unleashed on the Russiagate, seditious conspiracy coup plotters. We also have Tulsi Gabbard coming up. They just stripped 37 more people of their security clearances. As she said, they're clearly, with the evidence, guilty of seditious conspiracy. And that's what the other big strike force task force name is, the Seditious Conspiracy Task Force. No, they have every intention of indicting them, and they have all the evidence. So again, people have a normalcy bias that we're in 2017, 18, 19, 20. No, we're not. And it took months and months to get Trump's people in place. And when Congress blocked it, he created new special offices for them with even wider jurisdictional control to get around everything being sent to D.C. to be whitewashed. And now they've got their staffs pretty much in place. And now they're moving. Because we don't live in Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea where the leader says, go arrest that person, disappear him, it happens. There's due process. Something the Democrats hope we'd forget about. But no, they all deserve due process. And we deserve in the process to find out even more of what they've done. So here's Ed Martin on the fact there's more than one way to skin a cat.
Are you confident with what you're able to get access to and assess that you're going to be able to very thoroughly make your prosecutorial judgments?
Well, look, I've been involved with our mutual friend Tulsi Gabbard at DNI, and she has gone, and I hope people have tracked what I call the birthday of the Russia hoax, which was revealed by Tulsi. That it actually was born on Friday, December 9th, 2016, and it was done by the Obama White House in a special meeting, aided by the Washington Post. This is in the record. This is indisputable. This is not like me and you debating. And what we go forward from there, and you say that was the Russia hoax that was used to almost cripple the Trump administration by design. Then you go forward to 2020, and you say, what happened on January 6th and afterwards? And to your point, Matt, what they did with this select committee was they weaponized the power of Congress. They were aided by the media, and they were often aided by the Article III courts and the prosecutors. And they took the hoax, and they pounded out a message. And frankly, they brainwashed 40% of the country, 50% of the country. There's still people are still sick with it because they were lied. So what is our goal? One is to hold people that do things that are destructive and against the law accountable. I want to do that. We're going to do that. I promise you. But we're also trying to get to the truth. And so when you have a Tulsi Gabbard who can say, here was some of the truth, I can tell you, we've been going through the records, emails of this Department of Justice from the Biden era, and we're seeing who was doing what. I'll give you a quick example. They put everybody on January 6th that was arrested, minus maybe 100, onto the terrorism watch list. And when you said, wait a second, you're on the terrorism watch list, why? You're supposed to be a terrorist or a member of a terrorist group or another criteria. The other criteria was, we just wanted to put you on. And when you were pardoned by Donald Trump, all 1,500 plus went off the terrorism watch list. Well, that just proves it wasn't a terrorism watch list. It's a list to punish you when you go to the airport. And that's what they did. We have numbers that the IRS were auditing J6, targets in a higher percentage than other groups. This is all the use of government against the people. And I'll just finish with this, Matt. You've seen this, you know this, you've been aware of it. But we've never seen what happened in the Biden administration, the use of government against the American people. We've never seen it in our history. And so, am I confident we're going to get to the bottom of it? Yes, because I got to get up in the morning early and work hard all day. But it is a fight, and it is a fight because people have deleted, they disappeared, they moved on, they tried to say, don't talk about it, get on with it. President Trump has said, we're going to get to the bottom of it. I'm also involved in the 2020 election and the 2016 election to get to the bottom of what happened. We're going to have grand juries. We're going to pull people in. And the one thing I'll say over and over again, Matt, it won't surprise you. It's the same people that were at the Russia hoax birthday party. It's the same people overlapping over and over again. And what Rudy Giuliani said once, and he knows better than anybody in our American history, when you put these people together and they're always working together, that's called an enterprise. That's called a criminal enterprise. And you're in territory where everybody's held accountable for the whole of it. And that's what we're seeing.
We're talking about mafia. We're talking about racketeering. What they claim Trump did, saying investigate all this election fraud in Georgia, they call that racketeering, making a phone call. It's incredible. So you heard him, and I've known Ed a long time. He's not a BSer. That's why they blocked his confirmation, but Trump has created a new office for him. They're scared. And that means they're going to pull some serious shenanigans. Now, I'm going to go back to that watch list, because Obama created that, and almost exclusively, myself been put on it. I was told that by the customs agents, and then we did a FOIA, and they wouldn't release it. Nick Fuentes got put on it. That came out. But countless others. Members of Congress that are Republicans have been put on it. Secretary Noem ended the politicized TSA watch list program yesterday under Trump's orders. They ended the federal government database of so-called COVID vaccines. I mean, again, they are getting a lot done. And now they've got Fed Chairman Powell under criminal investigation for fraud and perjury to Congress on lying about the $3.1 billion at the Federal Reserve renovation. How the hell do you spend that much money on renovation? They've got criminal referrals now, and Trump calling for them to resign. Lisa Cook. Trump can already now put in who he wants to replace the other one that resigned a few weeks ago. Trump's about to take over the Federal Reserve. So, man, he is really going at the heart of them right now. Here is Tulsi Gabbard, the director of the Office of National Intelligence, talking about removing the clearances of 37 officials at Trump's direction over politicizing intelligence. But that's the Fox whitewash. No, she's saying they're guilty of seditious conspiracy. They need to go to jail. And they just released more evidence of how they knew it was a lie. They created the lie to try to say the president we elected was a Russian agent with no evidence and then persecute his supporters. Here it is.
If you go to odni.gov, people who say, well, Tulsi, this is just your view or your interpretation. No, it's all in hundreds of pages of documents that I've declassified and released that show point by point exactly what happened through this timeline that showed this very dangerous thing that occurred in the creation of Russiagate, the creation of this manufactured intelligence assessment that essentially had the intent of undermining the voices and votes of the American people who elected Donald Trump. They were not happy with the outcome of that election. And so they created this politicized, weaponized piece of fake intelligence that, as you mentioned, then went on to serve as a foundation for everything that came after, the multiple investigations, the years-long Mueller investigation, two congressional impeachments, investigations in the raid at Mar-a-Lago. The list goes on and on. Ultimately, the real crime here was against the American people because this action singularly undermined the integrity of our democratic republic. What to speak of the fact that some of those folks and those 37 individuals that we revoked directed the revocation of security clearances from mm-hmm. today by under the direction of President Trump. They aided and abetted in this action, this seditious conspiracy that undermined our democracy, undermined our republic, and broke that sacred trust that every one of these professionals is supposed to have from the American people.
Now, this information coming out alone has fully discredited the Democrats even more. So regardless, we're scoring major victories having this come out, but the indictments must come. I have people at Barton Springs or when I'm hiking or at the grocery store or at the airport every day when I'm out in public come over and, like, they're mad at me. Or they're so mad they look like they're mad at me, and they go, when are the indictments coming? I'm sick of this. I want to see them. And I'm like, well, they're not trying to put you in jail. They're trying to put me in jail. You better bet your ass I want them. I mean, people are, like, grabbing by the hand. It's like, I'm pissed. I want them indicted. I'm sick of the talk. I don't want to just see the talking heads talking about it. I want to see indictments. Well, not as much as I do. So, yeah. But we're in a totally different climate right now. And as Stephen Miller has said, The Democrats are a terrorist criminal organization, and they're part of an international crime network. They're the greatest terror organization the world's ever seen. They really are. And 90% of war, the Pentagon will tell you, and I agree with them, I know a little bit about it, started Infowars.com in 1997. Wikipedia says 1999, not true. They don't care. I'm not an authoritative source on it. They just make up that thing. And it doesn't even matter. It just shows, like, they have my name spelled wrong on there, my middle name. Doesn't matter. Because they're God. They're the Wikipedia. But the point is that no one even was talking about the term InfoWar. It was available as a URL. Now people know about the InfoWar, don't they? So just what's happening in the InfoWar alone is devastating. But Trump knows the indictments must come, and he is cracking the bullwhip to get them. But there's Stephen Miller explaining the Democratic Party is not a political party. It's an extremist organization. Well, it's beyond that. It's a criminal terrorist cult. So start calling them a pedophile, race-based, anti-West, anti-God, Satan cult. And then you'll really nail it, Miller. Here it is.
The Democrat Party is an extremist organization, Sean. It's not a political party in any normal sense of the word. A political party represents Americans. It represents law-abiding citizens. All you see all day long are crazy Democrats screeching on TV on behalf of foreign terrorists, hardened criminals, and violent illegal aliens. A political party exclusively dedicated to protecting terrorists, criminals, gangbangers, and murderers. That's what they become. These sanctuary city mayors, DOJ's been very clear. They had a deadline and they violated it. They had a deadline.
Yeah, and now you've got all these mayors and governors again saying, we're not just going to not help ICE in constitutional duty. We're going to frustrate them. That's racketeering. We've gotten some judges arrested. Arrest the governor of New Jersey. People want that. It's not political persecution like when the Democrats did it. They really did stuff. The governor of New Jersey, I'm hiding illegal aliens in my house. Good. That's human trafficking. Indict that son of a bitch. Let's go all the way here. And I love it. A few months ago, they ended federal air marshals on planes to stop the imaginary hijackers. Those guys were Mossad CIA cutouts, part of a Pentagon drill that was declassified. They nerve gassed the people on the planes. They remote controlled them in the World Trade Center. They were going to fly 93 into the Capitol. The Air National Guard general refused orders to stand down, shot the son of a bitch down with two AIM-9s. It was released in the FAA records with the audio we played years ago of, yes, sir, following orders, fire one AIM-9, fire two AIM-9. Blew the son of a bitch out of the sky. There was no let's roll. There was none of that. They were going to blow the Capitol up that day. We'd have been in real martial law. That's brought to you by Donald Rumsfeld and Benjamin Netanyahu. That's when a caller calls in and goes, Ludnick had a brokerage firm in the World Trade Center. Wasn't there that day. He blew it up. Well, he knew his brother would die. He was willing to do it. No evidence Ludnick was involved. My job is not defending Howard Ludnick. I'm like, we have Larry Silverstein saying they blew up Building 7 on PBS. We have the newscast where they said they blew it up and later said we didn't say that. We've had the witnesses about them in the crawl spaces planting bombs in all the buildings the months before. I've interviewed them. They killed some of them. I'm like, hey, there's the smoky gun. And then the crazy Nazis, I saw it last night. He's covering up for Ludnick. You guys are working for Mossad. I'm sure of it. Let's not look at Silverstein. Let's blame Howard Ludnick for blowing the towers up. We have them. Larry Silverstein, Building 7, not Howard Ludnick. But hey, if the investigation You crack open Silverstein, find Ludnick, find him. I mean, who knows? Might be true. This is mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. Every member of Congress knows Israel and the neocons carried out 9/11. Everybody's known forever. So when somebody, as I see the talk, whatever, Ludnick, 9/11, because he didn't, he got to work late that day. A bunch of his family died in there. See how that's a distraction from the meat and potato proof of Larry Silverstein? It's sick. Anyways, back to what I was saying. They've now pulled the air marshals off to go arrest illegal aliens with huge rap sheets instead of sitting on planes looking for imaginary terrorists. And now the Obama-era program of being able to put citizens on here with no evidence to harass you, and I've been on it. Oh, you want to fly? Come in here. We're going to grab your balls in this room. And I'm like, no, do it in public. And they go, oh, you know the regulations. Yeah. And so literally so many times they'll send a gay dude out. And they'll literally molest you and, like, smile while they're doing it. And I'm just like, you're a scumbag. Well, this dude's grabbed my balls. And sometimes they're like, you just can't fly. Or I come in and they go, we've been ordered to take you in here and basically strip search you. You need to do a FOIA request. We can't tell you what it is, but it's wrong. And every time I've flown back in, it happens in Austin, they go, we're not doing it. We know you're a good guy. They get on the phone for like an hour. They go, we're not doing it. You can leave. And a couple times they went, yeah, we're supposed to interrogate you and hold you here, and we can't tell you what you're on, but you need to do a FOIA. Well, we do FOIAs. We don't get anything back, but we know. I'm a terrorist. I get it. I'm on this thing. So Trump just killed that. Good job. Here's the clip. It's the Nome clip. She's
today,
there.
I'm announcing that TSA is ending the Quiet Skies program, which involved having a federal agent follow U.S. citizens as they traveled by air. It was created by Obama in 2012 to supposedly track dangerous individuals, but instead, it was weaponized against political enemies such as Tulsi Gabbard. And since its existence, it has failed to stop a single terrorist attack.
So, more good out of the Trump administration. But BlackRock-funded Joy Reid, she doesn't want black Americans and white Americans and all Americans coming together against the globalist. She's out there saying white people never invented anything and never have done anything good in the world. Even though it's the opposite, white people invented almost everything there is. But that's not black people. That's a paid black woman to create racial division. That's all they got, folks. Here she is.
Fix the history they did. Their ancestors made this country into a slave hell. But they can clean it up now because they got the Smithsonian. They can get rid of all the slavery stuff. They got PragerU. They can lie about the history to the children. They can't originally invent anything more than they ever were able to invent good music. We black folk gave y'all country music, hip hop, R&B, jazz, rock and roll. They couldn't even invent that, but they have to call a white man the king because they couldn't make rock and roll. So they have to stamp the king on a man whose main song was stolen from an overweight black woman.
Well, nobody denies Chuck Berry's the father of rock and roll, sweetheart. So you ain't got to sell me on that. And black people contribute a lot of stuff, but this idea that white people never, this is all they got, folks. And she's paid to say that to piss white people off. So don't listen to her.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexfieldstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexfieldstore.com. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it, how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexshowstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies are back in stock at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we know it's that time of the year where everybody's getting sick. We've got the CDC and the WHO coming out and warning of the bird flu. We've got this virus that's breaking out in China right now, and we know that the government and the deep state are gearing up for the next pandemic. Even Hotez has come out and said that there's a litany of viruses that are going to be launched across the globe as soon as Donald Trump is president of the United States again. So fight back by fighting for your health and not giving in to the vaccine mandates, which they have in store for us. Please check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C gummies right now at thealexjonesstore.com. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C+. It's rich in immune-boosting Vitamin C, supports healthy iron levels, promotes cellular health, and supports blood oxygen levels while being GMO and gluten-free. So check out Ultimate Iron Plus with Vitamin C right now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived
Sergeant Joe Biggs, a real live war hero in the 82nd Airborne in Iraq, Afghanistan, and then, of course, set up on January 6th, given false convictions of decades, released from prison by President Trump, joins us. There's been some new developments, but I knew this from the lawyers, because I have some of the same lawyers that were on the J6 stuff, that the whole thing was rigged. And now you have the FBI head agent that ran the persecution of J6ers being exposed by Kyle Serafin, who joins us next hour, being fired. A lot of good news there. Ed Martin, heading up the anti-government corruption weaponization task force, saying they're going after the people that did persecute the J6ers. That's really the big development there. But I wanted to get Joe on, and we'll talk about these new developments. Exclusive bombshell video. Key DOJ witness says Biden FBI threatened, coerced him to secure Proud Boys convictions. We have the highly decorated Green Beret, who they came to months before and said, "We want you to infiltrate on J6, set people up." He recorded them, so they set him up, put him in prison, and then he got released by President Trump. So this is quite the saga, but exposing the Fed's direction is another key area to bring them down. And Ed Martin says they got the grand juries being opened up on Adam Schiff and others. So, Joe, former InfoWars reporter, before we get into the latest developments with you and J6, what is your general, and I'm going to try to shove you to the floor here, on the Trump administration 7 months in, where the world's going, what's happening, just your basic reflections now that you've had a chance to be out of prison for a few months on the course of America and your 35,000-foot view?
Well, thanks, Alex, for having me on again. It's great to be back. And yes, I've had some time to kind of reintegrate back into society. I've had a chance to start following the news and see what's going on. I think my opinion on the Trump administration at this point is he's done a good job with the border. I feel like he could be stepping these numbers up, but that's one thing that has been good. But I do feel like our government's pretty much occupied by Israel in almost every aspect of everything that happens. I used to not believe that, but when you start to see the things and you just can't unsee them anymore, and it's really bad. I mean, just you look at how Donald Trump, when he meets with other world leaders, but then when he meets with Bibi Netanyahu, he's opening, you know, pulling the chair and pushing it for him and all that. It's just a whole different, interaction there. We've seen just recently with the Israeli cyber chief, that was actually caught talking to a young boy. They caught him and released him and let him go back to Israel. The lady that was the acting attorney general, is Israeli. So we keep seeing these kind of things happening, these patterns over and over again. And I think people are starting to wake up to the fact that Israel has a substantial hold on our politicians and government. There's hardly any congressmen or women that don't take any money from AIPAC. I think some of the only two are Thomas Massey and Marjorie Taylor Greene. Everyone else at some point in time has taken large amounts of money from AIPAC, and that's something that we need to stop. We shouldn't have foreign influence, and that's something that is running rampant right now, and we need to put a stop to it. It's getting out of control.
Well, he gets busted in a sting trying to pick up kids and take them to hotel rooms. He's the head of their cybersecurity. Then Netanyahu says he wasn't arrested. It's on record he was arrested. And then Bondi says she's outraged that he was released. I mean, it just goes on and on and on.
This is the same guy that was shutting down Grok, from what the reporting that I've seen is correct. The cyber chief is the same guy that was shutting Grok down when Grok was noticing and becoming aware of the atrocities that are happening over in Palestine and things like that, calling it genocide, saying that they're just going around murdering innocent people. And every time this cyber chief somehow has a hand in getting that shut down. We shouldn't have those types of things happening. And it's out of control. And it's actually quite frightening that we see one too many people out there with dual citizenship that are in our government that have two masters. You can't trust anyone that serves two masters, and we can't allow people who say that they're America first, but they actually spend more time talking about Israel. When Congress shut down, what do? instead of sitting and thinking about how they could help the American people. They took a trip to Israel. To me, that's just disgusting. I think what we should have done is anybody who left the U.S. and went to Israel should have had their visas taken and not allowed back in the country, seeing as that's where their loyalty lies.
Well, certainly the awakening to Israel's influence in the U.S. is epically white hot right now. It's really unifying the left and right. What do you think Netanyahu's thinking right now?
Well, he's scared because of the propaganda hold that they've had over, you know, people in the U.S., you know, people like myself. I used to not believe a lot of this stuff. I used to think that it was a conspiracy theory to an extent. It was a bit out of control. But like I said, once you see it and you start to connect those dots, you can't unsee it. And it becomes this thing that you want to tell everybody about. And that's what's happening, this great awakening, this noticing. People are seeing it, and they're finally not just – it doesn't – it's not coming from the same people all the time. It's now becoming widespread, and like you said, it's unifying both the left and the right. Everybody's coming together under this one unified belief that Israel has this, you know, gigantic hold over our government, and I don't think anybody wants that. I think once we get that, you know, knocked out and there's no more Israeli, you know, master over us – you're going to see America actually become great again, and you're going to see America First truly happen. But until that happens, we're still going to be occupied by a foreign government, and I believe that's what we are right now.
Well, I'm all for Israel's undue influence in the U.S. being exposed. My issue is, what about China? What about BlackRock? What about all their influence? I want all the foreign interests, including corporate interests, to be shut down.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that should take away from China or anything like that. But I believe everybody's known that China has been trying to infiltrate things. You look at people like Swalwell. You look at Pelosi and the other ones over there in California that have all had, you know, run-ins with Chinese spies. Mr. Swalwell with Feng Feng. You know, so this is something that everybody's known about, and it's never really been doubted like it has been with Israel and how they're occupying our government right now. So I think that's why there's just so much more focus on that at the moment, is because it was something that most people didn't widely see. But I still believe that, you know, Americans are concerned about, you know, Chinese influence and things like that. Just the fact that they're buying up the substantial amounts of land around U.S. bases all over the country has gained a lot of attention. And a lot of people are worried about that, because if they own that land in the United States, they can fly drones from their private property, which they can then use to survey and look at our military bases.
Well, yeah, they're putting up the electronic surveillance grids, which is total treason to allow that. But to your point, you're allowed to criticize communist China, which we do, because we don't cover it all, but you're not allowed to criticize Israel, and the spell is lifted. People aren't just not intimidated now. They want to talk about it. The spell is lifted. The dam is broken. What do you think is going to happen in the future?
Well, right now, the number one threat to free speech is Israel. I mean, like you said, you can say, you can criticize Islam, you can criticize communism, you can criticize the Chinese Communist Party. But the minute you tell the truth about Israel in any way whatsoever, you know, their cybersecurity chiefs are going to come in there and knock you down a peg. You're going to see all these other talking heads that love and support Israel more than they do their own country, run and make sure that you're put on a list, you know. You can ask Brock to find out what your kill score is on the Palantir list. I'm 100%. That's pretty frightening to know that, you know, an Israeli company has a kill list, and I'm 100% the worst you could be on their list. And they're doing that right now. So I think that's why there's more attention in that area.
Explain that kill list. And I would say Palantir is a Incutel Poindexter creation. It's definitely working with Israel. I'm not trying to lessen Israel's involvement. But Alex Karp has said and bragged, we helped censor the right wing and get him arrested in Europe. And he said, my main fear is Christian nationalists throwing me off a building. So talk about Palantir and your view on that.
Well, I think it's frightening the fact that most people that were part of the Doge actually worked for Palantir. So now when we gave Doge access to all facets of our government, whether it be security, intelligence, things like that. We also gave Palantir and a backdoor in as well. I truly believe that. So now we've given these people the ability to have these widespread databases where they can create lists and rate us based on how we interact, based on are we anti-American or anti-Semitic or anything like that? And they are free reign to do whatever they want. And I think that should concern a lot of people. I think that's something that should be at the forefront of most people's minds right now. The fact that Palantir has the kind of power that they do, and they're only continuing to grow.
Well, it was Palantir that on Jan 6 created the database of who to debank and go after. Even people that flew to D.C. who weren't even for the event had big problems. So, yeah, Alex Karp is a creepy dude. I've only pointed out that you've got Microsoft, you've got Amazon, you've got Google that are also running their own systems. I've just simply said we should focus on Palantir, but also the other ones, because this whole thing is out of control.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, we should never just focus on one thing. I mean, we have to focus on all the security risks, all the threats that we have to our country. But like I said, it's just the fact that some of these companies are getting more attention has to do with this great noticing. And like I said, an unknown enemy that most people didn't even know exists, because here we are. We're told our entire life we're brainwashed to believe that Israel's our greatest ally, and the curtain's removed and you start to see that maybe it's not. So I believe that's why certain places are getting more attention. But then also the fact that, like I said, all these employees at Doge also, a lot of them were pulled from Palantir as well. So we ended up giving that company, kind of exclusive access into the inner workings of our country.
Well, there's no secret that Palantir's been brought in to create a list and a database for everything. I mean, that's official. That's what's happening.
Yeah. So, you know, Microsoft,
so what should be done? I mean, I agree. What should be done about Palantir, Microsoft, Google, Amazon? Because they're all doing the same thing. It's all part of the same group. They're fronts for the CIA's Total Information Awareness Network. What do we do?
I don't know, to be honest. I mean, it would take a lot of work and a lot of things to happen. I mean, we would really have to cut off the influence that these other nations have, and we'd really have to dig into some of these companies and get access to, you know, what they have and try and, you know, have that stuff removed or deleted. I'm not an expert in that kind of area, so I wouldn't even pretend to even know how to do it. I just kind of understand what's happening and how much of it is a threat. But there are people far more superior and intelligent in those areas that could probably answer that question better, Alex.
How do we support Trump's good actions but also oppose his bad? Because, I mean, I think you'd agree the Democrats are still the biggest threat.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're the biggest threat, but they are a big threat. You know, this is what I tell people. Everyone goes, if you're not fully for Trump and you're against him, well, that's the stupidest thing in the world. I think that's an idiotic opinion to have. And I think the people who do that are part of this MAGA cult that's just, you know, blindly following, Trump just because he's Trump. He is an elected official. That is it. He is not God. He is not my liege. He is a man. He is a man that can make good things happen. And he's a man that can let some things happen behind him that he might not know because of some of the crappy people that he's picked and put around him. I think that when you have an elected official that does something good, you praise them for it and you go, man, great job on that. But when they do something wrong, you don't, you know, put the blindfold on and put earplugs in and pretend like it's not happening. And that's what too many people on the MAGA side are doing right now. They are completely ignoring a lot of the bad things that are happening while at the same time trying to create these fighting, this inner fighting between everybody on the right. If you don't fully just blindly support Trump in every single thing he does. And I just think that that is a cult-like mentality, and I'm not going to
totally
be part of
agree.
That.
I totally agree, and that's the paradox. You've got one group that says don't question anything. Others claim they're pro-Trump, but then say he's horrible. He's the worst person ever. I'm trying to support good policies, block bad policies. I don't want to take my ball and you know, take it home, but this whole, I mean, as soon as they were about to attack Iran, I saw the mainline Israel lobby come in and attack me and everybody else trying to shut us down. And obviously that created a Streisand effect that blew up even bigger. But because the Democrats are in so much trouble, into this vacuum, Israel really is under Netanyahu trying to take over. And can't they see it's created a giant Streisand effect and it's blown up all over the world? I mean, they have Gallup poll. Israel's the most unpopular country in the world now. This is not going the way Israel wanted. Like I said, the spell is broken. How do you see this ending?
Well, that's the one thing that Israel's been doing is they've been winning the information war for a long time as far as their propaganda machine. It's been, you know, probably one of the best in the world ever, but it's not working. It's starting to fail. The Iron Dome, all this stuff is falling. They don't have the ability to control the masses through propaganda and psyops like they used to. And we've grown smart to their trickery and things like that. So I think that that's one of the things that's really, you know, hurting them. Because they're usually able to use propaganda to drum up support for whatever cause that they create or, you know, say, we see politicians in the past go and kiss the wall and everybody goes, oh, that's great. But now when we see it, we're like, we truly see it for what it is. It's disgusting. And it's wrong. And we shouldn't have politicians going over and kissing the wall and pulling out chairs for other foreign leaders when they're not doing it for the other ones. We, to be America first, we have to truly put America first and stop worrying about what these other countries like Israel are doing. The fact that I see congressman after congressman with Israeli flags in the background during their videos that they put up on social media disgusts me, but I don't think I've ever seen an Israeli politician ever have an American flag up in the background of their office during any of their videos. I've never seen an Israeli soldier when I was in Iraq or Afghanistan, but they constantly want us to be over there to fight for them. They constantly want us to die for their battles that they start and create day in and day after day, and they want us to be the ones to foot the bill. And I just think that people are finally seeing it and they're sick and tired of it. You know, when they were trying to start this war with Iran, when everybody was calling out like, hey man, this could lead to World War III, and all these, you know, right wing, you know, these new MAGA influencers that blew up and got popular while I was in prison. These aren't part of the original MAGAs like us. You know, they're not part of the original, you know, Trump administration when we helped get this guy into power. These are the ones that weren't even on his side and then gained some kind of notoriety because they just started playing kiss ass the entire time. And we called him out and we go, look, this could lead to something bad. This could drag us into a really long war. And then when it didn't happen, they all start laughing and going, oh my God. Oh my God. No, it's our job to call out the U.S. government and our president and our congressman to go, look, this isn't what we want. This
well, they also said we were Johnny Come Lately's fake MAGA when, like you said, Levin, Shapiro and all of them were never Trumpers. Look at this, though. Segal Chatta must resign. She will never be confirmed by the U.S. Senate because she has the IQ of a cantaloupe. Unqualified and disloyal. She must be removed, says Roger Stone. She's the Israeli-born Jewish acting U.S. attorney in Nevada who let the Israeli pedophile escape but deactivated her X account. So this is really bad.
Well, there's also a large number of pedophiles who have fled the United States, and guess where they gain asylum at? Israel. You know, that's just another red flag right there. We're starting to see patterns like that. It's weird. It's, you know, it's none for me and some for thee or whatever. What's that saying? You know, it's okay if you're Israeli.
Rule for thee, not for me.
Yeah, exactly. So these guys are able to do whatever they want, and Israel makes a call, and our White House picks up the phone call and goes, yeah, sure, we'll do whatever you need. And we sweep this guy off in the middle of the night. Now he's living rent free over there in Israel, escaping justice here in America. It's disgusting. And we shouldn't have, like I said, these dual born citizenships allowed to be in positions of power to work in our government, to work in law enforcement, things like that. Because,
well, I just love Netanyahu yesterday saying the guy didn't even arrest. He said it's fake news. It's on record he was arrested.
Yes, it is 100% confirmed. There is no. This is him trying to once again use his, you know, propaganda tool, and it's just not working. We're not going to allow that to happen anymore. We've seen the truth. The veil's been removed, and it's not going to work anymore. He's got a very big uphill battle to gain control over the minds of Americans because we've seen the truth, and we're not going to stand for it anymore.
Well, I wouldn't even call it uphill. It's impossible now.
Yeah, like Mount Everest. I mean, there's no way Netanyahu could get up there.
So, what's Netanyahu do? Pull off a new 9/11?
I mean, anything's possible. I mean, look, they're going to do whatever they can to pull something off to get the hearts and minds of the American people to somewhat back them. And then once that happens again, you're going to see all the influencers out there. We got to support them. We got to do it. It's the right thing to do. We have to, you know. And sadly, that would sway some minds on some people. But, you know, like I said, I've seen it. I've seen the truth, and there's no looking back from that.
Well, my issue is this. I look in the Hegelian dialectic and how different movements come into each other. So I exposed the USS Liberty and the Mossad involvement in 9/11 24 years ago. But I've always not tried to make that the main issue because there's so many other big issues. I'm trying to get people educated in general. They have a lot of other big threats. But there's no doubt that Israel saw a power vacuum of the Democrats being so badly coordinated, and they've tried to come in. You got the ADL running around now saying, ban the term America first. Okay, symbols trying to shut me down, everybody else down. And I look at this. I mean, this is like a stampede. I mean, I go to the store. I walk down the street. Black people, white people, old people, young people, Hispanics. All I hear is F Israel and, you know, all the rest of it. And a lot of what they say is true. Some of it's, you know, exaggerated or whatever, kind of myth. But the point is, it's just building like a snowball. And then I wonder where this is going because,
look what happened with Sean King. Remember Sean King? I'm not a fan of this guy, the fake black guy that's whiter than, you know, me. This guy did some of the original reporting on the Sigel Chata thing and the pedophile cyber security chief from Israel. Elon went in there and shut down his all the tweets. They deleted them all overnight when this guy broke the story on it. So that just shows you the kind of influence this other country has over ours. Just the fact that another country has so much power and effect over what we can say as Americans in our own country.
By the way, listen, everybody always thinks, why don't you explain this? Everybody always thinks I know everything going on. Who had their stuff deleted? What's going on?
So Sean Keane is the, if you remember, he was a BLM kind of activist guy. He's the one that we call like the fake one. He always said he was a black guy, but he's super white.
Oh, he's a super white guy with a little fake mustache.
Yeah. So he's working for a new, company now, or maybe his own. I have no idea, but he actually broke the story, I believe, on the, cybersecurity chief from Israel, trying to contact little boys and things like that and talking about the entire, the fact that he was arrested and then released at the behest of the Israeli government. So overnight, as that story came out, X then went in and started to remove and systematically delete anything that was talking about that story. And the next day when he came to and looked at his page, he noticed it was all gone. And it was all removed without his knowledge. So he went back and posted it all again.
Let me say this. I'm not Elon Musk apologist, but X is a big thing. So in general, I don't think Elon Musk is the one going around leading things. But let's put up Black Lives Matter, Sean King, who I think is a terrible person. All the race baiting. George Soros, hold on. He may be, we're exposing the Israeli thing. We're not, hold on, Jim, we gotta go to break. We're not saying that's not true. I'm just saying Sean King is a Soros globalist operative, and he says in the middle of the night, Elon Musk deleted every single tweet I made about Israel pedophile. Okay? Now, he was arrested trying to do it. I'm sure it's probably true. I'm not denying that. My point is just to throw Elon Musk at it. Elon Musk is the one that bought X, bought Twitter, and reproved it and fixed it. And now sanity prevails. Elon Musk sours on the third party idea, looking to fund Republican 2028 White House race. So, Joe, you'll get the floor when we come back. And I want to talk about the new J6 developments with you. We'll be right back.
Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
week.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. It's a conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesshow.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy sh! He was right about every step of the way.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Joe, you got cut off by good buddy, former InfoWars reporter, former J6 political prisoner. You were pointing out just this horrifyingly evil Black Lives Matter ring wraith, top general, white people are inherently evil. It's a white dude, literally, doing all this. And so I get they jump on, you know, the whole thing, exposing this Israeli cybersecurity chief, reportedly with the, you know, trying to get kids and then allowed to flee the country. That's all legitimate. We got to know that the left's piling onto that because they know it gets support. And then my issue is just to say Elon Musk banned my tweets last night. I bet you money Elon Musk isn't in there himself, you know, on average deleting people's tweets. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, I get that. But, you know, it's just like when problems happen in the U.S., guess who's the, you know, at the helm of the ship? The president. Elon's at the helm of the ship of X. You know, that's his thing. So at the end of the day, he's responsible. That's his company. And, if he is really this pillar of free speech, he needs to make sure that he's going to have people in there working that aren't really going to be at the helm when he's not there watching, going into the leading stuff. You know, one
well,
problem
said,
that I
he
see
said
X
that's an ongoing
boarding.
Problem. He said that's a problem. So I got rid of like 80% of the employees. Well, look, we posted this stuff over a day ago. Nobody censored our stuff on it.
You know, it is what it is. It happens to some people. I think some of those stories, his gained a lot of traction really quick. And I think that's why it got the attention it did. Like I said, he's not someone that I'm a fan of by any means, but I just do find it. It's interesting that the
why
the
are
first,
you against
you know,
a black man?
Really because he's white.
I mean, literally, the guy has the whitest skin I've ever seen. It's like porcelain. And then he's got a little fake. I mean, this guy's a joke, man.
He looks like Puerto Rican Hitler.
He doesn't even look. Look, I mean, it's like he's not. It's like Kamala Harris literally is not has no African in her. It's like,
yeah. Well, I mean, at one point she did, but yeah, that's how she got to where she was.
Oh, Willie Brown. Oh, she's had African in her. She's had African in her, but she doesn't have African in her. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Just another Wednesday.
Do what?
I said, this is another great Wednesday. Here we go.
All right. Hey, we got to go to break, come back to the full show. But what's going on with this J6 stuff and this whistleblower?
All right. So we broke the story with the National File with Noel Fish. The guy who, you know, the government used to flip to get convictions for the seditious conspiracy, Jeremy Rotino, this guy was... when they started doing all the FBI raids, they came into his house, found that he had illegal weapons and that he was a prior felon. So they used that to put pressure on him. You can see throughout the trial, when we were able to see the videos of the FBI interrogations of him, I think there was only three that we saw. What we found out from him when he spoke to this investigator, when he decided to come clean and tell the truth, was that there were numerous interviews and there were numerous sit downs with the FBI, and the FBI was coaching him on what to say. The prosecutors were there. They were also calling his attorney and telling him how to work on coaching him, you know, to change the narrative to from the truth to the narrative that the government was slowly creating over time. It started off that you know, at the beginning of our trial, they said that without a shadow of a doubt, you will see a plan. By the end of the trial, they were like, all right, you didn't see a plan, but they used, you know, telekinetic, you know, mind powers, and Jedi mind tricks to get everybody to, you know, agree to a conspiracy. Jeremy Bertino came forward and said that, you know, he had, you know, been coached on how to change the story to help them garner these, convictions of us. And it's messed up. This should have a lot of people pissed off. And this isn't new. I mean, this is something that we know happens. They said that they told him that Enrique Tarrio created the 1776 returns document when we in fact know that that was actually created by the CIA. He said that he had opened it and had it in his possession. He had never opened it. He had never seen it. So the FBI lied to get, Ferdino to flip. When Bertino heard that, he thought that, you know, he was set up by us.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Let's come back and talk about that. We know a bunch of other people they tried to pressure into setting you guys up that didn't go along with it. They got thrown in prison, too. Every guest we've interviewed in studio, I've given our ultramethylene blue to, and they've all been blown away. Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't hype. All our supplements are great and have amazing health effects, but this one hits 99% of people within 30 minutes, and the long-term effects are even more amazing. So secure your ultramethylene blue now, the most powerful you can get on the market, at thealexandstore.com, and fund the tip of the spear in the fight for liberty and supercharge your own personal life. Believe me, if you don't take action and get it, you will never know how amazing it is. Over 99% of people have had incredible effects. You owe it to yourself right now to try Ultramethylene Blue, exclusively available at thealexandstore.com.
Front line of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, Joe Biggs, Staff Sergeant, U.S. Army, 82nd Airborne, great patriot, good friend of mine, former InfoWars reporter, J6 political prisoner, you know, released by the president, didn't get full pardons, but got him basically commuted. We know it was a Fed's erection. The pipe bombers were cops, Feds broke in, they set everybody up. I was there with Joe and everybody. We were worried about Antifa attacking us. That's why they had helmets and stuff. Then they opened up the doors, waved everybody in, and then said it was a seditious conspiracy. Then you have Jeremy Brown, the highly decorated Green Beret, but they come to him months before and say, we want you to infiltrate right-wing groups upcoming in January 6th. He records them, exposes them. They throw him in prison, and the president released him. So good for Trump. And now you've got the government weaponization task force honing in on them over this. So certainly, you know, overall good news. But with this new information you were just talking about, Joe, some stations don't carry the last 5 minutes. Recap this exclusive bombshell video. Key DOJ witness says Biden FBI threatened and coerced him to secure Proud Boys convictions. Well, that was par for the course. And they use the same FBI unit that did the fake Whitmer kidnapping plot to run all this. So we've got so much evidence of this. This is just another example of what Jeremy Brown documented.
Yeah, we're trying to use this to bring attention to the fact that a lot of us did not get pardons. For some reason, someone close to Trump, I believe, told him to don't do it. Now, I don't understand how it could have political ramifications because every reporter that I talked to believes that we already had pardons. They think that everybody was pardoned initially. And there's been so many instances that could have been used to hide these pardons without the media making a deal out of it. You know, look at all the stuff that happened in LA. Look at all the stuff that happened with, Israel and Iran. There were so many major stories that have happened over the last 7 months that could have been used to kind of hide the fact that these pardons were done, but there are 12 men with 12 families, that are suffering. I can't take my daughter to her school, like on field trips, things like that. I can't go get regular jobs. When I get pulled over by police, it happened yesterday. It's not a fun experience. I don't enjoy it, you know, and we're good men. We've heard
so the president. You didn't get a pardon. You got specifically just a
commutation. So that means that I've spent enough time in jail for my crimes, which means I'm still the government says I'm guilty of what I've done. But I don't know how you can have those two truths being held at the same time when we have President Trump come out and say that Nancy Pelosi was responsible for this. Nancy Pelosi's even said that she's responsible for this via her daughter's own filming of her saying it. We know through our trial that one of the key witnesses, Jeremy Bertino, that this article from National File has up, was told to lie and changed his story to fit a narrative that the government created to throw us in jail for seditious conspiracy.
But and this I had all had to do with you guys in the days before. We were like, will Antifa attack? We're just going to go protest at the Capitol and ask for an investigation. We already had the space behind it with a stage set up for Trump. The idea that we were there to overthrow the Capitol but didn't bring guns is ridiculous. Explain that to people.
So our trial, the Seditious Five trial, was the largest, longest trial in American history. The marshals, it was the most marshals they've ever had to use for trials before. It was the longest jury selection in American history, and we had the most discovery ever. So with all that discovery, we had the discovery of every single individual who was there that day, who was arrested or not arrested, but the FBI confiscated and had their equipment. Not one piece of evidence ever pointed at the Proud Boys plan or plotted to do anything. They went through every text we had. They went through all of our footages, our videos, our live feeds from our leadership planning for that day.
No coordination, no planning. Enrique wasn't even in the city and they convicted him.
Exactly. And what this was not just to get some of the big players out of the right from the movement, from the Proud Boys, from the Oath Keepers, the people who were there actually helping to stop and to stand up to Antifa. They wanted to get us off the playing field. But what they also wanted to do was scare future leaders of other groups or people who might step up in our absence to protest and to speak out against the government. And they were able to achieve that for a while. We're home now, and it's not going to happen anymore. We're not going to back down. We're going to continue to do what we do because that day we didn't do anything wrong. That day we showed up with good intentions in our heart, and the feds were a part of the first breach. They initiated the first breach. They initiated the second breach. They tried to blame them both on me. But the feds were involved on that. They were the ones who started it. They're the ones who knocked down the barricades. We simply walked in open doors and I left really quickly. At one point in time, I asked a police officer who was so chill and relaxed. He had his arms crossed. I go, can you show me where the bathroom is? I got to take a leak. And he showed me to the bathroom. You know, that's not, something that, a terrorist or someone with, the thought of stopping the certification of the election, is trying to do. You know, when we got to that second breach, the police then fired into a peaceful crowd with their non-lethal rounds. One round went through a gentleman's cheek. There was blood all over the ground. I saw 6'5", guys in SWAT with, all this gear on, mollywhopping, knocking out females. And it was enraging the crowd. Men started to fight back. And the only footage they ever showed was the pushing and shoving that came to after they initiated the fight. The police are supposed to de-escalate the situation, but that day they wanted all out war and they got it. And they tried to play victims. They lied to the American people and said five police officers were killed that day, when in fact five patriots were killed that day. Ashley Babbitt was murdered that day, Roseanne Boylan and others. It is ridiculous that they had this ability. And what they did is they used that January 6th subcommittee to bolster that lie and to embolden the people that believed that lie. And they used it to brainwash the American people that it was some violent day that police were murdered on. And none of that happened. During our trial, we forced the FBI to admit that no police officers were killed that day. It did not happen. We went there. We were not violent.
They still say five police officers died that day, when in truth, what, four citizens died that day?
Five, yes. Five, I believe. Five protests, yes. So it's unheard of. And
we should get all the names. Everybody knows about Ashley Babbitt, but there's a lady they beat to death in the tunnel, and then they threw a guy off a parapet. Who are the others?
It was Roseanne Boylan was the woman that was beaten to death, and the other three are gentlemen, men that were there that day, and I can't right off the top of my head.
No, I can't either. Names. And that's the fact is that shows how the media never, like, I've known the names. We should do a report on that, Joe. That you should come back on next week. We should remember those people and talk about that fraud, because that shows how big they lie. Not one cop died. One cop a week later had a heart attack, and then they said five cops. We killed five cops that day.
Ray Epps was at every major point that day that happened, every breach. He was behind everything that happened, and yet they didn't do anything to him at all.
Yeah, there are the names. Ashley Babbitt, Kevin Greeson, Benjamin Phillips, Roseanne Boylan, and Officer Brian D. sickening. He did not. See, it's not true. So there's Google AI lying as usual.
Yeah, you can't trust that stuff. But what another thing that's important though, like I said, during our trial, they came out and said that they were, the FBI brought out binders of undercovers that were working that day. I was mind blown about the amount of people that were there working for the FBI to stir up that day.
And then the head of the FBI told Congress there was no FBI there that day.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was probably 30 or 40 something in there like that. Enrique, I could ask him later again, and next week we'll talk about it. But they had a lot of people in there inciting violence, inciting the crowd, getting them riled up.
Oh,
there
was a guy to your lawyers, obviously. They were sealed by the court saying it, but they actually got all that, and they weren't allowed to bring it into the court, and the court threatened to arrest or disbar them if they ever brought it out. I will tell people that.
The judge
wouldn't allow access to that. Joe, you know that, right? You know your lawyers and others, they got who the feds were, but then the judge ordered them not to ever use it in the court or release it.
Yeah, we saw the binders. They were physically brought to us at trial and placed on our desk.
Yeah, well, I talked to your lawyer and others. They said, yeah, but they're like, this is in confidence, so I'm not going to go anywhere. It's crazy, though. It's like the judge kicks everybody out and tells the lawyers, all right, you know about all the feds doing this. Meanwhile, the FBI director just testified there were no feds there. And then meanwhile, it's feds running it, infiltrating, attacking, and the judge knows it and covers it up.
Exactly. And what people need to remember is this. There's 12 of us that did not get pardoned. There's 12 of us right now that our lives are still ruined. We're just trying to pick everything back up. We had 4 years taken from us. You know, I spent 2 years in solitary confinement, and that's something I'm going to have to learn to deal with for a long time, because 2 years in a hole like that has a huge mental toll on you for the rest of your life. I don't know how long it's going to take for me to work through a lot of that stuff, but I just want to be able to stand on my own 2 feet. I'm not asking for handouts. I'm just asking for the president to do the right thing and give us our lives back.
What is it? Because they admit one of the worst forms of torture is solitary confinement. What was 2 years in the hole like? You say it affected you. How did it affect you?
Well, you've got to learn to get through each day and not want to kill yourself. You know, I was back there beside actual terrorists. I was beside the Lockerbie bomber. I was back there with a guy that, an MS-13 guy they call Siri because he was a serial killer. You know, actual ISIS fighters. I was held with the real scum of the earth, people who had gotten 600 years for pedophilia and things like that. That's where I was at. And I'm there for simply trespassing, you know. And you sit back there and you hear people come back into solitary confinement. And after about a week or so, you can hear them bashing their heads against the wall, trying to kill themselves. It's a miracle that God got me through that. And I had to submit my life to God, and I had to lay there and just ask God to help me day in and day out. That's the only way I was able to make it through there, because you literally have nothing to do. You sit there and you stare at white wall.
It's been too long. You only came on once when you got out. You got to come back on next week. Said a whole list of things you want to cover. I want to get into all this with you. Real Rambo Biggs on X. Where's the other best places for people to find what you're doing?
That's it. I was told that I would be able to have full access to everything when I got home, but that was a lie. I was banned from everything. X is the only one that I've been able to get, but I've had to make multiple accounts because for some reason X has an issue with mass reporting, and they allow people to mass report your account if they don't like you, and they get you banned that way.
No, I understand. We'll do one on Rumble. Have you tried Rumble?
No, I have not yet.
Yeah, and Rumble's the best. But I'm just saying,
I've got a podcast studio that's being built right now at the back of the house. So I've already got the walls up. I just got to get the insulation put in. The AC's there. And then I'm going to have my own studio to film from and things like that. It looks good.
Well, that's exciting. I'll come on with you. You can come on with me. We'll promote it. But I'm saying, Elon criticized him all day, but at least that's one of the only few things we do got that's half decent. So I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth. Real Rambo Biggs. Joe, we love you. We appreciate you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You bet. Yeah, folks, it's totally insane. He brought it up, so I never really talked about it because I was sworn to secrecy, but he went ahead and put it out. It was his lawyers. The feds actually gave them the binders with the confidential informants and the feds in there, what they were doing. And you have the FBI director, you know, months before, a year before, saying, oh, no feds there. Obviously, there's feds in a place like that. But, and then the lawyers are told, you'll be put in jail if you ever say what you've seen, but we're going to let you see it. It's just bizarre. And then I've got to sit here and be, I know feds were there. I know feds did it. I know the FBI director's lying and the deputy director. and then Joe just went ahead and threw it out. So how is Nancy Pelosi, who admitted they did the stand down, they knew it was coming, they were involved in it, all the Antifa putting on MAGA gear, you know, on camera, the cops arresting feds, and they put them in handcuffs and high-five them later. This goes on and on and on and on and on. And they tried to put me in jail over this. And they put Owen in there. So these people are crazy. But they believe they've got a free hand to do whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. So we're getting Carl Serafin on here in a minute. What's really going on with the Missouri AG being brought in to be the co-deputy director? Well, the word is Bongino's about to leave and Patel is not long for this world as the director, and that they're about to swap him out with a real prosecutor. This is exclusive information coming up right now. Please remember, this is a listener-supported broadcast. We have the very best, amazing products at thealexhillstore.com. You've heard the rave reviews. You've seen the guests all take it. We have the best methylene blue. It is so good for your whole body. Gives 99% of people instant energy. We have it, the very best in capsules and liquid at thealexjonesstore.com. So I want to encourage everybody to go to the site today. So we're getting Carl Serafin connected right now. This is big, massive, exclusive news. I didn't plug last hour. I need to plug now. We have a 48-hour Shilajit gummy sale, 50% off, and any other supplement you want with it when you buy it, 50% off as well. That's the methylene blue. That is the Irish sea moss. That is the ultimate life force detox pro cardiovascular supplement that is the very best out there. Takes the top formulas, merges them together. It's all there at thealexjonesstore.com, and that's how we fund the second American Revolution worldwide. We'll be right back in a few minutes with Carl Serafin.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it, too, to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got four bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Step right up, folks. Please don't stall. Mad scientist Alex has got a cure for y'all. With a bloop, 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 and a fizz so fine, it'll pep your step and sharpen your mind. In a clean white lab with a patriotic grin, he's mixing up the freedom. Come and drink it on in. Sold on the site where the good times hum at alexjonesstore.com. Yes, that's the one. Now he's got a treat that'll make you skip. Shilajit gummies for that power trip. Pop one in and you'll feel brand new. Strong like a bull and make your brain flex too. That'll make you skip Shilajit gummies for the power.
Order Shilajit gummies at the website below.
I've been hearing about this for years, and now it's all the rage. And about a year ago, they did a survey of the customers at thealexjonesstore.com and said, what is it you want the most? What product would you like to have? Why do you got that email? And the number one thing was bovine colostrum. This is the highest rated, private labeled, 2,000 milligram per serving. And if you don't know what colostrum is, let me tell you. A cow's a mammal, we're a mammal. A dog's a mammal, a blue whale's a mammal. I know most of you know that. And mammals drink milk from their mother's breasts. The first milk of the first few weeks is called colostrum, and it's more clear, and it's full of all of the immunity and all the super nutrients, and it's basically God's vaccine. We've got the best bovine colostrum that we're introducing right now that you're going to find anywhere. Cellular recovery and defense matrix. It's also incredible for gut health and flora. Immune support, natural compounds strengthen your body's defenses against toxins and stress. Muscle recovery aid promotes faster tissue repair and reduces soreness post-workout or strain. Stress and energy balance delivers calm, focused energy with natural adaptogens, no caffeine crashes. Toxin defense supports detox pathways to flush out environmental pollutants and free radicals. Enhance nutrient absorption, improves nutrient uptake for better overall health without fillers. It's a hassle. I mean, because you only get this for a few weeks after the cow has a baby. It's the next best thing to mommy's milk. So it's all the rage for years. Everybody's going totally insane about it. I'm going to be taking it. This is next level. And I'll be completely honest with you. Everybody's been telling me to take colostrum for years. It's hard for me to start taking a supplement. Once I do and it works, I stay on it. I'm going to be taking this. All I hear about is how great it is. Kyle Serafin, well-known, famous FBI whistleblower, incredibly accurate predictions, the Kyle Serafin Show.locals.com, at Kyle Serafin on X, KyleSerafinShow.com, Rumble.com/KyleSerafin, has the inside scoop on the unusual, rare announcement about 48 hours ago by the Attorney General that the Attorney General of Missouri, Andrew Bailey, who I've said would have been a great FBI director, and I know was in the front running, but Cash Patel got it, is becoming the dual deputy FBI director. That's never been done before. And obviously that's because Bongino either wants to quit or is on the way out. But I was talking to him this morning, and he believes, and from his research, that that means they're preparing because of perjury issues the Democrats that he predicted would bring up, which they've now brought up. He said that 4 or 5 months ago. Now they brought it up during his confirmation that Patel will be on his way out. So we got 3 minutes to break. Kyle, give us a little prelude to what's coming up with this exclusive information.
Well, hey, Alex, good to see you. I think the short version of it is that we've proven, and it was intentional, I proved that Cash Patel doesn't know what's going on in the FBI, and I think we've accidentally proved that Dan Bongino also doesn't know who are around them. They've come out and done interviews on Fox, and they've shared the same thing. They said, look, we have all these things on our desk, and there's level 10s everywhere, and there's threats, and we have to do these meetings, and what they've shown is that they're not running the FBI, the FBI is running them, and I'm just using their own words, because who puts things on your desk unless you ask for it? Unless they're the ones running what's going on. Who are the people that are calling meetings with the number one and the number two of the FBI? Those guys are the ones who are supposed to call meetings. So I think that's what we've seen. We showed that they didn't know who the pilot was that was actually flying around in Cash Patel's jet and rubbing shoulders with the director. And that guy was the person that was in charge of the case that resulted in a search warrant at President Trump's house. So, you know, all I've kind of proven is that there is a requirement for institutional knowledge. You have to know the agency that you're running. This is actually pretty common. You wouldn't want to come into a company cold, have no background knowledge, have never worked in the industry before, and then pop in and try to be like the CEO of a company.
It's or like the guy that tried to make the head of the FAA that had no aeronautics or FAA knowledge.
Yeah, why would you do that? It's like, are you a pilot? Do you know anything about the .65? You don't know anything about air traffic control? You don't know anything about the system you're going to run? How are you going to be an effective administrator? In the FBI, it's even more dangerous because we're dealing with an intelligence agency, which is one of my big things I keep beating the drum on. It's not a law enforcement agency per se. It has law enforcement capabilities, but at least 60% of what the FBI does is now national security work. It's all intelligence-based. And I think it's kind of interesting. Ken Delanian, who people will know from the Fusion GPS reports and some of the stuff that he's done over at NBC, is sort of out there crying about this. There was a thing I covered on my podcast this morning. Ken Delanian is saying the FBI is shifting and it's for the negative and they're going away from doing national security things. Regular Americans on the political left or the political right should cheer that on and should welcome a law enforcement agency only doing law enforcement instead of this sort of secret police hybrid model.
This is huge, though, because talking this morning, I totally agree with you, and I'm not an expert like you, but I'm a layperson. Getting in a real prosecutor who knows how this works is what we need to actually fix this country. We'll come right back with the good news with Kyle Serafin, and then he predicted.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it and he's skeptical, but I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible supernutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Anybody who's halfway informed about health and vitality knows that turmeric is one of the top supernutrients in the world. But concentrated turmeric is what you want. Most turmeric pills are 4%. That's raw. This is the strongest, 95% curcuminoid, with a bunch of other concentrated supernutrients like ginger and black pepperdine. And it's finally back in stock. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies at thealexjonesstore.com. Just go see what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says about turmeric. And this stuff is the Godzilla of turmeric. And it funds the InfoWar. And while you're at thealexjonesstore.com, be sure to check out the widest selection anywhere of Patriot 1776 Part 2. Incredible clothing, ball caps, t-shirts, hoodies. It's all there, like this baby, the Second American Revolution, at thealexjonesstore.com. And you're funding the tip of the spear in the Second American Revolution when you support us. So I thank and salute you all. Now take action at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half-tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the ball or me behind.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is not being brought in to be the co-deputy director with Bongino. No, Bongino, on his own accord, is on his way out, realizing this is a PR disaster for him in his media career to be in the middle of all this. No, the Attorney General of Missouri, who's got a great track record taking on the bad guys and being a good American, was already in the running to be the FBI director, but they chose Kash Patel instead. So here's your headline. Breaking exclusive. Missouri AG Andrew Bailey being brought in for the future replacement of FBI Director Kash Patel. Tune in now for the latest exclusive intel. I think that's kind of a big story, and that's where this is all pointed. So, Kyle Serafin, you got the floor. Start over.
Yeah, let's make the argument, okay? You've got a guy who was in the running to be the director of the FBI prior to Kash Patel being named and nominated by Donald Trump. That's part one. You've got a guy that is currently the attorney general of a American state. He's the top law enforcement official, and he was elected as such, and he's been doing good work, as you said. He's also standing in a job as AG where his predecessor became a U.S. senator. So that AG job launched his predecessor into national federal office. Do we think that a man like Andrew Bailey is going to step into the number two shared position at the FBI that's never been done? I think the first argument, that makes that really easy. There's no way. There's an overlap period. You're going to see basically Cash and Dan and Mr. Bailey show up at the same time. Then we're going to slowly see Dan Bongino disappear. I'm not even sure if there's even going to be an overlap, because I don't think Dan Bongino knows enough about the FBI to transfer a knowledge base. But it's going to at least be the optics of, you know, we've got this under control. We don't need two. We need one. I want the American people, the people that are listening in your audience right now, to answer the following question real simply. If you have a job and your boss brings in another guy to do the job with you, does it mean that you're doing an awesome job? Are you really fulfilling the mission set if we need a second person to do your job? The answer is no. They've always been able to do the FBI deputy director job with one person. Now we need to do it with two. They previously have added senior management in the FBI. There's examples of them adding things like executive assistant directors and so on and so forth. You'll expand the org chart or detract from it, and all that's fine. But at the end of the day, the FBI has actually been in the business of getting rid of positions in senior management, and now you're going to double up on the deputy director job. That makes zero sense to anybody. And like I said, there's no way a guy leaves the top office in Missouri as an elected official to become a political appointee that's not congressionally approved. So that's part one. The second argument is the reason Dan Bongino is unsuccessful as a deputy director is because he doesn't know the FBI. And that's not his fault. He just didn't work for the FBI, so you wouldn't expect him to know the FBI. He doesn't know who's been stabbing who in the back, who avoided Office of Professional Responsibility investigations, who hitched their wagons to which managers, and how those things have progressed. He doesn't know who's hiding from responsibility over the last 4 years. He doesn't know where they've been and who they know and what they do and what sort of conspiratorial things have been going on. So, you know, the FBI is a big fraternity. If you show up day one and think you're going to clean it out, but nobody wants to talk to you or tell you the secrets, you're not going to be successful. In that same argument, and this is the biggest argument why I think Bailey is actually going to end up taking over the FBI, you're not going to have Andrew Bailey step in as a prosecutor, as a former AG, and go into a job where Bongino has been unsuccessful by not knowing the FBI, and then you've got Andrew Bailey, and he also doesn't know the FBI. So the job of the FBI director is very clear. It's to give oversight, to give vision, to give direction, and to sort of like lay out, these are the policies and procedures I'd like to see executed. The job of the deputy is to go execute those policies and procedures. If you don't know how to turn the screws on the people that work in your agency, you cannot be successful. Bongino was already in that scenario. I think he's seen a PR disaster with the Epstein release. I think he's seen his, potential for his media empire definitely chiseled away, if not diminishing. He doesn't want to be the guy that talked for 8 years and then showed up. And he's going to have to slump away with his tail between his legs, because he didn't solve any of the problems. Personnel is policy and, you know, total personnel warfare day one and all the big talk that we heard for 8 years in podcasts. He's not able to do it because he was never set up to be able to do that. It's not his fault. I'll be very, very clear. I'm empathetic to the fact that if you don't know the FBI, it's unrealistic to think you'd come in and fix it. But that same problem holds true for Andrew Bailey. So then you have to look at the Trump administration and say, are they absolutely crazy? Are they going to do two things the wrong way and think they're going to get a different result? You know, that's the definition, or Einstein's definition, of insanity. You keep doing the same thing and expect a different result. You cannot put in a non-FBI person in the deputy role and think you're going to get something different. So that's not happening, at least as far as I can tell. So the analysis goes, one guy's not doing his job well. You've now added a second guy. That's a soft slinking exit. He's going to disappear. And like I said, I told you it'd be before Christmas that he would be, back at the podcast chair at the beginning of next year. It might even be sooner. I wouldn't be surprised if it was within 60 days.
You privately predicted to me 6 months ago, like a month in, that both would be gone. But then about 3 months later, you said, well, Patel's so compromised and controlled, they might leave him there. But now I think you're moving the other direction because it's become so embarrassing. Yep. We haven't had them purging the deep staters because Patel was being a good guy. It's because it became an embarrassment. And even CBS News, which is a scary thing, because, you know, the deep state has a long memory, it gives you all the credit and goes over the timeline that you've been calling all of this.
The funny thing, I guess, for me, it's not funny, it's more like quirky and odd that this is the world we live in. But I talked to the guy who wrote that article. His name is Dan Kladman, and I think he presented it fairly. He was very sympathetic to Mark Zade, who is one of the attorneys that does lawfare against the Trump administration and currently represents the FBI Agents Association, trying to hide the names of those J6 agents that did all the things that you guys were talking about in the last hour with Joe Biggs and you know, basically working things in a totally illogical way for the FBI in a way that I think was politicized. But what I do think is the problem is that people on the left and people on the right are both looking at the FBI as either like they're our guys or they're not our guys. The FBI are the FBI's guys. And so the Bureau is more than happy to go after and attack, you know, people on the political right and smear them as white supremacists, which I think was the experience they claimed InfoWars was, you know, racially motivated violent extremists. And they're willing to go after J6ers as anti-government types.
Yeah, they'll do whichever way the wind blows.
Wherever the congressional funding sits, because at the same time as the FBI is happy to go after, you know, Trump supporters as domestic terrorists, they were also trying to lock up and set up people from BLM. You know, and Antifa types that are sympathetic on the left.
Remember, Occupy Wall Street, they had a plan to like shoot everybody.
All of it comes down to, can the FBI show the American people, but more specifically the members of Congress, that we have a real problem, we're the only solution to it, so just give us money, keep our funding, grow our programs, give us more responsibilities, and we're going to go do that. And they've been doing that for 20 years. That is a post 9/11 legacy. As you said, I don't think Kash Patel is getting kept or kicked out because of compromise or not compromise, although it's clear that he perjured himself. What I think is the problem is we really embarrassed and I think we demonstrated to the Trump administration, the people that are serious there that are looking at it going, how in the hell did you not know that the guy who flies your plane and is hanging out in the back with you when he's on crew rest, because obviously you have multiple pilots and they can only fly a couple hours a day and so on. How are you going to tell me that the guy who was responsible for the case that resulted in a search warrant that, you know, went through Melania's panty drawer was also like hanging out with you in the back of the private jet, the 550, and flying back and forth to Vegas. And now he's living like kind of a bro life. That's not okay. Now, the funny thing is that Cash also got himself into a really stupid spot, which is that he fired that person. He fired Walter Gardena. And maybe those guys did deserve disciplinary action. And I think that would be reasonable. But they did it the wrong way, which is the dumbest thing you could do, because I gave these guys, and I'm not saying like hypothetically, I'm telling you, Alex, explicitly, I had a 20 slide PowerPoint that we sent along to Cash Patel prior to his confirmation that laid out the way
somebody.
You get rid of these guys. So there's a legal way to do it.
And I know you're great at details, Kyle. You're a really smart guy. You're people all a little inside baseball, but 35,000 foot view back to this. You haven't made a prediction yet. And I was interviewed before Trump got back in, but in the last 7 months, that hasn't come true yet. So, plus it all makes sense. It's just logical. But Kash Patel's gone. Tulsi Gabbard's doing her job. I know behind the scenes Trump is demanding indictments. Now suddenly Bondi's told Ed Martin and others, you are released, get them. And so just the last few weeks, it's gone from, well, to you better get them. So that looks like a good sign. And then I ask you, I mean, I know who he is. I'm following as close as you, but other than like Ken Paxton, you know, this Missouri AG, Andrew Bailey, looks like he's pretty smart and is one of the toughest guys going after corruption and the deep state. So, I mean, I asked you, I said, would he be a good director? Just, and you said, well, I mean, you, well, tell us.
Put a fine point on that, because Andrew Bailey, Does he have to be the best prosecutor? No, because you're the attorney general. You don't go try cases. That's not your job. What you have to be is the most savvy person and the most principled person. And so that's what you want in your FBI director, somebody who understands what the Constitution's about.
So is it accurate from what I've seen of this guy for years? I was saying they ought to make him the director or make him a, I mean, this guy, the deep state's gonna have.
Look at the ball that he picked up. He picked up the football that came from his predecessor and they moved the Missouri v. Biden. So that's going to be big tech censorship. And they were fighting that at the federal level, pushing against you know, the DOJ and sort of the White House, the previous
administration. And they removed Soros DAs.
Right. And then the last thing is he's also been on a pro-life kick where he's out there trying to deal with things for against Planned Parenthood and pull money out of there and make sure there's disclosures and things about the, you know, the abortion pills. So a lot of the stuff he's doing are all great. That's all great. So you can't take a guy and when you're AG, you're less of a prosecutor and you're more of a politician. You have to run for national or for state level office. So when you have somebody that's that savvy, that's bright, that's picking his cases properly, and he's playing to the proper base and what we think are the right principles, you're not going to see that guy go be in the shadow of Kash Patel, you know, in a national office. He's not going to go just disappear and slunk off. For the argument that's being made by some of the MAGA folks right now is that, well, they need a good prosecutor as the number two at the FBI. You can't articulate that and also be a sensible person because the FBI doesn't prosecute cases.
Yeah, this guy is going to be a conductor to vet the cases, make sure they're the right ones, and then greenlight them.
That's what the director does. Yeah. These are our priorities. These are the things we're going to put our resources into. These are the programs we're going to get rid of. This is the personnel I want handling this stuff. So if you're going to move somebody who's clearly savvy, and as you said, Ken Paxton, Andrew Bailey, probably the two of the, you know, 50 attorney generals that have prominence and specifically prominence to people on the political right, you're looking at a guy that's smart, that's savvy, that's got the right background, military experience and all that kind of thing. And you're going to have him jump into what, like a number two job? I don't see it happening. So saying that Kash Patel is very likely out is where the smart money is right now. And I actually think that's a net good. It might give us another opportunity, us being like people who want to see accountability for the federal government, another chance to touch that animal that is the FBI and reassert authority. You can't redo it for Kash Patel. You only get one chance to make that first impression. And his was, give me the cool guy operator clothes. Let me take a box of booze and fly out to Las Vegas in the private jet. And let me hang out with HRT, the hostage rescue team, and cut some promo videos within my first 2 weeks. And maybe we can recruit some more private pilots and buy new planes. That's the wrong move for the FBI. What that says is I want to do the status quo and whatever you guys say is good. Bongino got snowed into the same thing because he didn't know what he was walking into. So Bailey's going to be able to at least see, I think, as kind of a walk in, kind of on the job training, where the failures are without really being accountable for it yet. And if they're smart, yeah, it's an uphill battle because you're going to have him confirmed again. But if you put him into the deputy role and you remove Kash Patel, whether they promote him somewhere else or they drop him altogether, you now have him as the automatic shoe in for the acting director. And then he can go in front of Congress or he can go in front of the Senate for a confirmation. And he's already doing that job. And so it maybe that's the move. That's the most likely move that makes sense. And again, I don't think Andrew Bailey is a dumb man. And I don't think he's not savvy. And I don't think he walks into that place and says, yeah, I'm willing to go be in somebody else's shadow from being the top dog in Missouri to being like somebody that nobody has ever heard of. Because most people can't name the previous FBI deputy directors. And they sure as hell can't name the idea that there's going to be a co-director.
I think you're guessing here, but I don't think you're guessing. I know Trump's pissed off. He wants action. That's why we've suddenly seen a shift towards the promising indictments. Grand juries opened. So then we've gone from like a 25% chance to a 50% chance. It's moving rapidly. But this has got to scare the deep state. If they were trying to block Ed Martin to be U.S. attorney in D.C., imagine what they're going to do over this guy because he's shown a real proclivity to actually go after him. And imagine when the FBI stay behind establishment bureaucrats try to come to him and set the agenda, he's going to laugh at them.
As he should. Yeah, you shouldn't allow the FBI to run the FBI. You should let the director actually do it. But historically, I think I've shared with you real specifically, the FBI is run by the deputy director, and the FBI's deputy director's job is to basically handle the director. If you have someone who comes in who saw that that was the case, and now you got another look at that status quo and says, no, I'm not going to do that, that's great. You
well,
mentioned
imagine,
guessing.
No
I think
wonder
it's kind
they
of
didn't
funny.
Oppose Patel and Bongino for confirmation. Nothing against any one of them, but I've studied this for years. Been under attack by it. I barely understand it. And literally, a New York cop, Secret Service agent, And then you've got Patel talks about all his background, lightweight compared to most people. They're literally dropping him in. It's like saying, oh, I took some scuba diving lessons. I've scuba dived in the Caribbean at 20 feet deep. They go, good. Here's your industrial diver suit. You're going down 1,500 feet. I mean,
yeah,
it's a totally different, deal. Yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Familiarity is not the same as expertise. So we have a danger in that. I think that the only winning team, this is, by the way the military does things, right? You've got an officer. The officer has to have the command structure. They have to understand what the overarching principles are. They're briefed from the top down. Here's what we want to go do. So that's going to be your FBI director. But then you always have a senior NCO, your non-commissioned officer. It's going to be some senior sergeant or, you know, a master sergeant, or maybe it's even a chief or something like that. I was in the Air Force. So you're going to find that person who brings, like, I've got 40 years of experience in this, and this is how it works on the ground. That's the deputy's job. We've always had this sort of dichotomy where you have one person that represents leadership, the other person represents the institution, and then they have to make it work together. If you don't bring in somebody that knows the FBI, and I would recommend that it be someone who has faced the crappiest end of the FBI, sort of like, you know, been persecuted by. There's lots of guys who have been retired that are principled people that are not conservative or liberal, and I think that's really critical. They're just constitutionalists. They think that there's a right and a wrong. People that have pretty operated in the black and white. There are those people. Most of them have gotten on the wrong side of the FBI, but historically you still got to be able to retire. So this is going to be a retired GS-14, like a supervisory level, maybe a retired ASAC, a GS-15, somebody that spent 20 plus years in the Bureau that can come back into that role
I know the Bureau,
I know
Patel.
The language, I know what's wrong.
You already advised Patel on record. He didn't listen to you. I would imagine you would be happy to advise the AG of Missouri.
Yeah, I mean, look, he follows me on Twitter, which is kind of amusing. I've shared stuff with his staff when he was in, when he's in Missouri. So they asked me for some thoughts about some things that they were pursuing, and I was more than happy to share it.
Yeah,
do I know everything?
Absolutely not. Short, but Kyle, you're smart. We all know that. So no, obviously they're listening to you. Well, that's good news. So I want to announce, cause you're a big pessimist like Owen, and I am too, but I've been doing this 31 years. I've seen how far we've moved from almost no one knowing anything to, like, stuff's getting good, folks. It takes time. It's like in Force 10 from Navarone. They blow up the dam. It doesn't collapse right away. And the demolition guy goes, just be patient. You know, it's cracking. It's going down. Now,
this is a net good move. No question about it. And if we go with the sort of Martin Luther King Jr. piece, because I had to visit the MLK Memorial when I was in the FBI Academy, they say what? That the arc of the universe is long, but it bends towards justice. For people that are looking for a little bit of a silver lining, you do need a reset. You need it. You got to have somebody else kind of step into that space because you can't do.
Yeah, but like you said, out of all the good people, you and I, everybody was saying this guy before.
I actually backed Patel because I knew Patel, or I knew of Patel, and I got played, and I'm happy to admit that, like, look, I was one of the reasons, I think, grassroots wise, that was agitating because Castro,
sure,
I wanted to have
turned
access.
On you, went to the Senate and said you're not a good guy, and you found out about it. Not a good sign.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and you got all the Q sycophants that just worship Mongino and Patel. How are they going to feel when their gods aren't in there anymore?
They'll just, you know, take the new programming whenever the new thing comes out. It's kind of like the meme where they replace the chip whenever they're told what to go, the marching orders. It seems like a lot of the MAGA base, and not the thinking crowd that's listening to this, that are, you know, questioning and skeptics and whatnot, the people that just kind of want to be programmed and given a talking point that listen to Fox News, whatever the talking point is, that's what they're going to go out and do. Today it's going to be, they need a prosecutor because they're going to do prosecutions. And then when they go, hey, Cash Patel wasn't the right guy, they'll be like, yeah, we always knew it. I want to read something really quickly to you, Alex, because it was funny in that CBS piece. Halfway down or three quarters of the way down in the story, it said Serafin had publicly speculated correctly, it turned out, and then it went on to say, like, I'm either the best guesser
pull up
in the
that
world.
CBS article. I sent it to you. I had it right here. Oh, here it is. I'll show it. Oh, red shot.
Like, either I'm the best guesser in the world, or I'm substantiating things that people are saying to me, and I'm doing it with actual evidence. And so, look, the things that happened, they happened because the sourcing inside the Bureau was good. You don't have the two guys that are running it right now with a lot of respect from the agents. They feel like they're being run by social media influencers. I've had people tell me that Dan Bongino doesn't even email them on the classified servers. He just goes out and tweets it on X, and that's where they get their marching orders in some ways, or what policy looks like. None of that's really good. But at the end of the day, being an outspoken and effective member, my biggest sort of service right now is I'm sharing with Americans why the things that they hope are not likely, which is to say that, like, oh, it's all part of this plan. And it's adding some sort of knowledge base where people can say, you know, we really do need a former FBI guy as the deputy because you need someone that knows how to, like, actually find it. The funny thing is they were making that same argument about the previous J6, you know, domestic terrorism squad sections, what is it called? Section chief. That was Steven Jensen, who just got fired 2 weeks ago. They were making the argument that he knew where the bodies were buried. How about somebody with integrity that knows how the system works? That's actually the argument to be
and
made.
And we'll go find the bodies, because that's what America really wants.
I think we're on the right path there.
I predicted we bring all this out and expose all the corrupt, the stock market explodes bigger. Everybody wants that. We don't want to keep covering stuff up. We were never so shifting gears here, though. What do you make of this Israeli cybersecurity head caught up in a sting trying to get kids to come to his hotel room with a bunch of other people, and then they release him and he runs to Israel, and we see immediate PR that, oh, Bondi's outraged, and then Netanyahu says, oh, he wasn't even arrested. What do you make of that scandal?
I think that what you're seeing there is a thing that whistleblowers have gone forward and stated many times, which is that there is a thing such as prosecutorial discretion, which means that your assistant United States attorneys, your U.S. attorneys and so on, the DOJ gets broad discretion on what they are and what they're not going to go and prosecute. So that's the parameters underneath either the president or somebody in the executive branch. Doesn't mean it's good. The Biden administration did the same thing to Chinese folks that were credibly accused and indictable when it comes to counterintelligence threats. But Israel has this real screwy relationship with the United States. We continue to support them in many ways. We look at them as both a ally, and you hear it mouthed all the time. They're our greatest ally, which is objectively not true. That they're, you know, the most important ally, maybe in that region, but that region is not particularly friendly to the United States. But they're also really, in reality, like a frenemy. They're a friend that also is willing to stab us in the back or do evil things whenever it can. And it looks out for its own interests first. They're not the same as our Five Eyes partners.
Oh, I mean, how many AIPAC or meetings where, I mean, I'm not even against Israel. I'm not trying to, yeah, I don't have the fetish craft. Where they literally talk crap about us and how dumb we are. There's just no respect.
This is a real, a common thing, and this could happen with Israel. It could happen with any of our other allies where somebody of importance, you know, basically you can arrest people, but you can't arrest that person, right? Like it reminds me of that, the movie The Departed, where they're talking about the bar scene and he says, you know, there's guys you can hit, there are guys you can't hit. You know, there's guys you can arrest, and I'm sure that there are guys that you can't arrest. And anybody who's worked in federal law enforcement, if they know the game long enough, they have a friend or they themselves have faced, we had the ability to go and arrest somebody and we were told to stand down because of politics. And so, you know, it's not a new game. It's still gross. And I think Americans in general are getting more and more hip to it. And the upside of social media is that these stories go very, very fast. As long as we're being precise and saying this is not a one-off, this is not unique, this is not something that's never been done, this is actually the gross business as usual that I think most Americans are despising. So it's good that people are catching on. I don't think Israel is the only country can do that, because Chinese have gotten away with it as well, and they get a slap on the wrist. And
sure, people, you know, say, oh, you're covering up for Israel. No, you're saying it's not just Palantir doing the spy grid. It's Google, it's Microsoft, it's Amazon. They're all, we need to expose it all is what you're saying.
So I did a hit with Dan Bongino early on with his Fox show. One of the things they showed was this spyware technology made by NSO, which is the Israelis. The Israelis make the best spyware in the world when it comes to cyber warfare. They make the best tools and they use it in terms of statecraft. So they're able to leverage that with the United States to say, hey, you're not going to be able to have access to our tools if you don't do what we like. And by the way, we'd like our pervert back. And then you end up getting it. That's not defense of Israel. That's just an acknowledgement of the reality.
Sure. Is Palantir Israeli? I've heard that. It's really CIA.
Can't substantiate either one of those. I don't know enough about it.
I know NQTEL CIA, Admiral Poindexter created as a front group. Do 5 more minutes with me. I want to talk about how big this is. We're actually getting a cleanup, it looks like, at the top of the FBI.
Well, I'm a 10 for a hat wearing meat. Son of a gun, loving sun, loving hot-blooded Texians who stepping outlaw free, one looking for a little fun.
The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
How do I explain to people that my tongue is blue? because I love this stuff, methylene blue. I'm able to work like 18-hour days sometimes. This stuff is like rocket fuel.
I didn't know you were going to plug this. You even ordered it yourself, I later learned. What is the effect of our medical-grade methylene blue been on you, Roger?
Incredible, both physical and mental energy and focus. I mean, it really is like rocket fuel. Oh, you still like Brain Force? Back when I did the show with Owen Schroyer, the original, the real War Room, I was a big aficionado of Brain Force and Brain Force Force Plus. This is even a greater product. I cannot recommend it highly enough.
Well, I've not had any since Friday. I only take it every couple days. So I'm going to take my dose of methylene blue at my Topo Chico. It is amazing. And people ask me, what does it do? It cleans out your mitochondria. It skips the oxidization process of the cell. It's like iodine to the next level. It is such a game changer. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. God bless you.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And I understand what he's been through in his life as an EMT and you know, the Air Force and then the FBI and everything else. He was a guy that believed in the system and got in and saw it was a big lie. He's a smart guy. And he's like, wow, this is all crap. It's never going to get fixed. Well, I don't think of myself as old, but I'm getting old. I've been on here 31 years. I've seen us come from basically zero to like 60, and we're speeding up here. So I'm very optimistic, unless the globalists can start World War III. But isn't it a testament that Kyle Serafin, you know, gets fired from the FBI years ago for exposing the DEI and targeting conservative Catholics and sending, you know, the feds to school board meetings and all the rest of it, and so much more he blew the whistle on. And now he's speaking out and vetting the Trump admin and getting attacked. You're a traitor to Trump and all this. No, it's a traitor to leave weak people and bad people in there and not create these cults of worshiping, you know. Again, I want to believe in Bongino or Patel, but when they don't deliver, they look like deer in the headlights and do just stuff that a retard wouldn't do. I'm not going to sit here and bow down at that altar. So just in closing, congratulations that this AG, I mean, unless he flips, you know, like we've seen before, is one of the best thoroughbreds we could have out of Missouri. And you're even getting the credit. So look out if we don't turn this thing around. I know you already know that, but God almighty, if we don't get a bunch of, you know, little prizes and stuff for fighting tyranny, our treasures are in heaven. But Kyle, just in the 3 minutes we have left, congratulations on this, because you and a few others, like O'Boyle, have really, and the good agents giving you information, have really shaken up the Bureau, which shows the power of a few good men. So does that make you a little more optimistic? Can you be a little more optimistic now?
Of course I have to be optimistic, because I'm still standing every day. Alex, I get out of my bed, I get to see my kids, I get to kiss them, and then I go to work, and I get to work in an office studio that I built myself. I had no plan on doing this. This wasn't my, you know, none of this was by design. So, you know, God's plan is certainly not Kyle Serafin's plan, and if you'd asked me if I wanted it, I would have said no. So all of that is a win. And the fact that I'm still standing and the federal government, you know, fired me, took my paycheck for 14 months, made me and my pregnant wife and my three other children at the time, homeless, you don't survive that in a rational sort of setting. So I do think that there is clearly, on my best days, I realize I'm very blessed, and we're all living through a game that we know we're going to lose if you're a Christian, because like the most perfect human being didn't make it out alive, and he didn't even make it out with like a high five. He made it out being killed. So if that's all the case, and that is the case, yeah, I'm optimistic. I also like second chances. I also like people that correct midstream. If there's one thing that we're supposed to believe about Donald Trump, it's that his business acumen says, fine, we'll do something, we try it, and if the manager doesn't work, unlike many other administrations, they're willing to pull people. We saw it in the first round. He made a couple of bad picks at DOJ. It does seem to be like his Achilles heel, if you will. And his pick of Chris Wray was not a winner historically, because Chris Wray signed off on the raid at Mar-a-Lago at the end of the day. So Donald Trump does have a blind spot for DOJ and FBI. My hope is that he's more and more aware. I'm hoping that I'm pointing some of this stuff out. And Tom Fitton said this very, very early on, maybe a couple days after my first interview. And he said it to me in a Twitter space of all things. I didn't know Tom Fitton. He didn't know me. He said, the work you're doing today is far more important than anything you could have done at the FBI. And I've carried that with me. We haven't had another conversation since. I'm actually going to do an interview with their podcast soon. But yeah, my job is to point out government malfeasance. My job is to try to ask for government transparency. It doesn't pay at all. I do it for free because I think it's right. It pisses people off. I'm okay with that. I'm willing to be the bad guy for knowing the truth too soon.
You showed me the stuff. I showed you the stuff. We're both under constant criminal investigation, at least under Biden. Hopefully that goes away now. But this is good. If we get this AG in as the new FBI director, how soon?
Yeah, let's get another shot at this apple. That's it. Another shot at
20
it.
20 seconds left. How soon do you think Patel's replaced?
I think Patel maybe has 6 months. I think Bongino could be gone as little as 60 days, but probably by Thanksgiving. That's my best estimate at the moment.
All right, KyleSerafinShow.com. Kyle, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Masses of breaking news coming up straight ahead. News Blitz straight ahead. Stay with us. Share the live link. Roll off shows on X. I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigly have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the IRC Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
We are unified by our spirit that God made and our connection to the Creator and the universe and our children. And this is the genesis point of the new revolution of information.
I will always believe, and I will always say in public, that Alex Jones is the most extraordinary person I've ever met.
I'll tell you, that f***ing guy is right about a lot of shit.
Alex Jones has been right a lot of times.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
Fluoride, just like Alex Jones was saying, not good. It's crazy.
The real war's here with the globalists and Soros and Obama and the New World Order and BlackRock. They've declared war on us, and we accept the challenge. We're taking the country back.
AlexJones.network is tomorrow's news today.
Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. So get your Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, your host for the fourth hour of the transmission today. Just about 53 minutes left. I'm going to be taking your calls, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Call in because I want to hear what you have to think about Bondi Patel, TAP Missouri AG as additional FBI co-deputy director alongside Bongino. And look, I love Donald Trump. I'm glad I voted for this administration. Certainly better than the alternative. 7 out of 10 score. Way better than any of the presidents that we've had recently. But we've got this problem where for some reason, whether it's corruption or blackmail or whatever, and everybody in the Rumble chat's like, oh, the Jews, they're the reason. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. Maybe. But for some reason, there's trust in all of these establishment institutions. For some reason, there's hope of saving the FBI or the CIA. I mean, can you imagine? It's the end of World War II, and we're going into Germany, and instead of doing a denazification propaganda mill and dividing up the city and just totally conquering them, unconditional surrender, instead of taking the denazification approach in Germany at the end of World War II, imagine if we went and said, you know what the problem with the Third Reich is? The problem with the Third Reich is that it's just a few bad apples at the top. Otherwise, it's actually a very efficient and totally pragmatic and practical institution, very well structured, very well dressed. They keep track of all their documentation very well, certainly much better than the Treasury Department of the United States of America. I mean, there are some incredibly impressive things going on here at the Third Reich. I think what we should do is just replace whoever's at the top, and that way we can trickle down the eradication of any sort of corruption or tyranny or bad decision-making that's been happening in this institution over the course of the last 10 or 15 or even 20 years if you go back to the time before they were elected into power. Maybe we can save the Third Reich, change its branding a little bit, replace its symbol with something new, and then it'll actually be what it was supposed to be, the salvation of Europe, the salvation of Germany. Maybe we can go into the FBI and put somebody that we really like at the top and make the FBI an absolutely outstanding institution after all the crimes that it has committed against humanity and the American people incessantly over the course of the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. Maybe the problem is not that the people at the top are so bad, but the problem is that these institutions are inherently corrupt. Maybe we should just be eradicating the FBI and the CIA and the IRS. But wow, what a thoroughbred coming in from Missouri. I'm sure so much is going to change at the FBI. We're still under a type 3 assessment since 2013 here at InfoWars. We've had this administration twice now, 4 years, 8 years ago, and then a year now, all new leadership now. Could cancel a human intelligence operation on InfoWars right now. Could identify who's responsible for the mass swattings that swept the United States this year right now. You can find more than just 10,000 of the 323,000 children that have gone missing. Now they're all adults. They're not even kids anymore. So, former acting ICE director Jonathan Fahey joins Fox News Live to discuss Attorney General Pam Bondi's deadline for sanctuary cities to comply with federal immigration laws. Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI Director Kash Patel are bringing on Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey as an additional deputy director of the Bureau. I agree with Seraphim. I think they're going to push Bongino out. Bongino probably wants to quit. Maybe Bongino's already actually quit, but they haven't decided to make a public statement yet. And bringing in this new person was part of him saying, look, I want to resign, but I'll do it later so it doesn't latch on to this massive controversy around the Epstein stuff. I'll put a buffer period between the Epstein stuff and my resignation so nobody remembers to link it to the Epstein stuff. And then you bring on somebody new, and then you've got Dan Bongino gone, and you've got this person replacing him. And then, pop, you get Kash Patel out, promotions, and then everybody in this trashy organization called the FBI just gets bumped up one notch, and they just feed the bottom. I want to talk to Doug in Kansas. Doug, what's on your mind?
I was wondering how you start a campaign to have term limits on our Senate and House representatives.
What you do is you get the Continental Congress together, and you have them write a letter, and everybody signs it. And then when they refuse to get out of office, you have a revolutionary war. Doug, thank you for your call. Mike in California. Mike, what's on your mind?
I don't think anything is going to change. I mean, if Bongino and Patel can't do anything, I mean, what is there anyone that really can? I mean, I think there's probably people that want to, but I really just think once you get in there, you know, the men in black suits arrive, they tell you how it's going to be. This is how it's been for a long time, and that's the end of it.
Yeah, I think so too. But I also think it's because I don't want to be a black-pilled person here, Mike. I'm an optimistic person. I believe in humanity. I don't know if the United States is going to make it through this corruption or not, but I believe that humanity will find a way to make it through the artificial intelligence race that we're in, the total technocratic takeover. I think we're going to dominate in space and find a way to even make it through that. I think we're going to survive the next ice age, the next meteor shower, and even if we're rubbing sticks together in caves again, I think humanity is eventually going to be okay. But if we want to solve this problem, we have to transcend the systems, just like God did. We had this problem that was the fall. And Mike, I'm going to go back to you, so don't hang up. We had this problem that was the fall of man, and there was no way to fix it internally. We couldn't worship our way out of it or sacrifice our way out of it or do good works our way out of the fact that we ate from the tree of knowledge. We were just stuck in this sin and this certain death and having to work by the sweat of our brow and having to have pains in childbirth, the penalties of the great fall of mankind. From the creation story in the Garden of Eden. The only way to solve it was to transcend the problem and actually send down the Son of God from God directly of the Virgin Mary and live a perfect life as a human without sinning once. It basically broke the curse. So if we take that principle and we realize that we can't solve these systems from within, we can't use these systems to fix these systems, we have to start thinking about transcendence, which requires abolishing the old way, replacing it with something new. And the globalists would have it be the New World Order, whether it's NATO or the UN or some neo-NATO between the United Kingdom and the United States of America against the CCP. The CCP would have it just be international communism, only their brand of it, where it's just ruled by the party in China. It would exploit capitalism where it's beneficial, but then instill the CCP's communist policies where the surveillance comes in. That's the other angle. And then we have the United States, which is just, frankly, using a very old model. We're just trying to be an imperial power. We are the empire, Mike. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's well put. I think it's going to take, you know, something drastic. And no one, I think no one wants to do that because, you know, if the stock market or they don't want to cause, you know, too many problems, you know, to expose everything that's been done behind the scenes. But, you know, I'm also optimistic, and I hope you're right. But I think it's going to take something big.
I love you, buddy. If you ever need a can of Campbell's soup in the apocalypse, just let me know. I'll hook you up. Say, hey, I'm Mike from California. I called in. You were right. This is all going to collapse. We're going to make it through this. I'm going to give you that Campbell's soup, and it's going to have Andy Warhol's perfect American art on it as the last memory of the American experiment. Let's go to the Inner City Road in Denver. Inner City Road, what's on your mind?
You cracked me up, man.
I love you.
Am I coming through okay?
Yeah, I can hear everything else in the background, too. Don't die.
Sorry, man. I'm just, you know, kind of working right now. But anyway, I just wanted to talk about this great deception and these tunnels you know, nobody really talks about Walmart and the, you know, the super centers that closed down, all the agreements that the government have with FEMA and Walmart or Targets or, you know, Sam's Club, some of these super centers that shut down and literally turned into FEMA camps. And a lot of these videos went missing on YouTube and whatnot. And, you know, some of these people need to search those, you know, search out some of these whistleblowers that came forth and started talking about some of these guillotines and, you know, these highways, these, you know, these routes that these truckers took from one end of the country to the other underground. And that's all very real. But, and I've talked about that before, and this is how they're getting rid of a lot of the homeless population. I mean, where else are they going? They're just snatching these people up right off the street, and nobody's really asking them where they're going. And it's like, I got a theory on that, and I've heard it even that, you know, like a decade back, the bums were getting sent, like if the jails were full, they were getting sent to these FEMA camps. So, you know, don't put it past these people, man. They're already getting rid of people. You know, I can't say that for sure, but, you know, you can bet. I mean, we already know it's a depopulation program, but people need to get ready for this great deception. I always worrying about the rapture. I was worrying about this, you know, this UFO stuff that's coming, but these fallen ones are getting ready to reveal themselves. We know that they've been here. You know, Tucker Carlson and all the top names, they all know the Nephilim are running things. You know, they're in these deep underground military bases. You know, whistleblowers like Phil Schneider already came out and talked about this stuff, and he doesn't get enough glory, honestly, on the show or anywhere. because this stuff is so censored, so threatened to talk about, just like direct energy weapons. Everybody can't talk about it like it needs to be talked about. We can't just call them out for what they are and what they're doing. So, you know, we really need to start talking about these whistleblowers. You know, you're not a truther unless you give credit to folks like Phil Schneider,
yeah,
who blew open everything pertaining to the fallen ones, their yeah. capabilities. And
found dead
doing
in his hotel with his catheter wrapped around his neck. They ruled it a suicide. First, they couldn't find the catheter, by the way. So they thought that he just died of natural causes because he was kind of a big guy, and his neck was so swollen that they didn't see that the catheter was around his neck when they found his body. It wasn't until he went and got an autopsy and they started taking apart his body that they found his catheter was wrapped around his neck. They said, oh, it was a suicide. No one kills themselves with a catheter. It's disgusting. It's obviously insulting. It was obviously a hit on Phil Schneider. Am I right?
Yeah, and he was attacked several times. He talks about it, you know, multiple times. Anybody that's seen his documentary.
Yeah, his father was Otto Schneider. I think he might have been Operation Paperclip. A lot of the stuff Phil Schneider said was true. I don't know if it was all true or not. And if some of the things that he said weren't true, I think it was probably just an honest error or some other thing than him just trying to lie. Because you don't lie to grift and build up your following and build trust if you're just going to end up killing yourself with your own catheter later. And you know, you mentioned something about the Walmart FEMA camps. I don't remember what year it was. It was 1995 or 1997. I was probably like 6 or 7 years old. And I remember for Christmas one year, my brother Chad gifted my family. It was my parents and I. My brother Chad's 17 years older than I am, so he was like 24 years old. A DVD player. And do you remember when you would get DVD players, they would come with free DVDs. Like one or two. So you get a brand new Sony DVD player. It was cutting edge technology. You get this DVD player and it's very expensive. It's so much better than VHS. It's widescreen for the first time instead of the square boxy stuff that we had. Had that screensaver on it, that very one. I remember seeing that bounce around incessantly if we left the DVD player on. And it came with two movies. It came with Braveheart, maybe even a third movie. I think there was a Santana concert. And one of the movies was Where the Heart Is with Natalie Portman. Do you remember that movie, Where the Heart Is?
I actually don't. In
this movie, it's a lesser-known Natalie Portman movie. In this movie, she gets knocked up by her trashy boyfriend. She finds out she's pregnant, and there's this, you know, scan to see the baby when she, the sonogram or whatever it's called, where they see the baby, and she goes, "You see that right there? That's where the heart is." Anyway, she goes into the Walmart to use the bathroom. The dude bails. You can see it in this footage. She comes back outside of the Walmart. She's pregnant. He's not there anymore. And she's waiting around hoping he comes back. She ends up having to live in the Walmart. A storm happens. She's laying down in the aisle as the storm is happening, giving birth to her baby in the Walmart. And when you're talking to me about Walmart FEMA camps, I'm thinking about Where the Heart Is. I'm thinking about a generation of Americans born fatherless in Walmart FEMA camps due to this technocratic takeover, the entire collapse of humanity, the entire collapse of civilization, both because of the incompetence and the malice of our leaders at the highest level every single day in every single way. Let's go to Ree in Arkansas. Ree, what is on your mind?
I would just be very concerned about placing an AG from Missouri in that position because of any prior or recent relationship with John Ashcroft. John Ashcroft, who was a prior AG in Missouri and also United States attorney. This AG might be okay, but I think you need to put him way under the microscope before you put him in there. That's all I had to say.
Well, thank you, Ree. I appreciate you stating that. You know, even if he's a saint, what's he going to do? Go in. How many people work for the FBI, by the way? Let's look that number up. I want to see how many people work for the Federal Bureau of Investigation, because I'm assuming it's thousands. He puts some saint at the top. Are they going to go through and interview every single person? I know there was a time, I don't know if Elon Musk still does this, but there was a time, at least at Tesla or SpaceX, where he interviewed at least briefly every single new hire that they had. And they've got hundreds, thousands of employees now. Do you think that the new FBI director is going to come in and just be like, all right, I want to talk to every single, yeah, 38,000 people employed by the Federal Bureau of Investigation in the United States of America. And we're going to fix the corrupt, I don't know, what is it? half, let's just say half of them, 19,000 of them are corrupt. Let's say it's a fourth of them. Let's just say that 9,000 of them are corrupt. They can only find 10,000 missing children in the United States of America of the 323,000 children missing, but they're going to identify as many corrupt FBI agents within the FBI just because some saint has come in at the top and fixed it? As they allow the FBI to be corrupt over the course of the next several months, as they allow for people within the FBI to sabotage the institution of new person in a key leadership role? Chet in New York, what do you think, Chet?
Hey, I really didn't have anything about the FBI, but I just wanted to call in because I was listening to Alex Jones earlier, and I remember the 9/11, that day I was home from work, and I was sitting on my couch, and I was watching all the news that was coming out about it, and I don't know if it was NBC or CBS or one of the three majors in New York. I was watching, and they had said that the plane that was heading toward the Capitol was shot down, and then not more than 5 minutes after that, they retracted that statement.
Yeah, and they also reported that Building 7 was demolished before it was demolished. Look, everybody knows all the problems with 9/11. I'm sure it was some terrorist act committed by real terrorists and that they flew the planes into the buildings, at least the first two. But I'm sure that our intelligence apparatus knew that it was coming. Just like on October 7th, Israel knew that it was coming. We use all of these terrorist activities as an excuse to get involved in whatever conflict we want to get involved in. Whenever there's a real terrorist event or terrorist attack, I mean, just listen to the audio of the Las Vegas shooting at Mandalay Bay. Whenever there's a real terrorist event, for whatever reason it took place, that's always just totally shut down. No further investigation needed. Whenever there's a real assassination attempt on the President of the United States, look at crooks. It's always just shut down. No need for further investigation. We figured it out. But whenever there's a fake one, immediately used to justify the invasion of Afghanistan, even though intelligence apparatuses knew that Osama bin Laden was in Pakistan or Iran. Can't remember which one it was, but it wasn't Afghanistan. Then there's the excuse to get involved in Iraq under false pretenses of weapons of mass destruction. I mean, Alex Jones famously predicted the invasion of Iraq a year to the date, 1 year to the exact date before we invaded Iraq. He said, that's just because they're getting ready to invade Iraq, folks. I mean, come on. That's what he said. Can't remember the date off the top of my head, but I found it. I went through the transcripts. And I typed in the keywords, invade Iraq. Alex Jones talking about it a year ahead of time. Because these people, when they use predictive or prescriptive programming, are very easy to predict if you actually pay attention to the documents. But nobody's paying attention because we're also straddled with debt and struggle as a result of inflation, trying to figure out how we're going to pay our rent or our mortgage or save up for a down payment when these interest rates are through the absolute roof, trying to figure out how we're going to pay off all of our credit card debt, send our kids to a school that won't brainwash them. Going through divorces because of the financial stress, waiting to have children until we're aged out because inflation is so rampant. I mean, it all goes back to the Federal Reserve, the bankers at the highest levels, and people don't have time to figure it out. And that's what InfoWars is for. That's why we are here. We are here to give you the truth to the best of our ability, imperfect, but to the best of our ability, so it's as convenient as possible for millions upon millions of people to wake up, because that's the only solution to this problem. It's called enlightenment, something that we used to celebrate, whether it's the Benjamin Franklins who we revered because they invent the Benjamin stove and the bifocal and they discover electricity, all while winning a revolutionary war against the greatest empire the world has ever seen and establishing the freest country ever established by any person or persons. And we'd say, the enlightenment is so good. And then the CIA comes in and they hire a Pollock, a Jackson Pollock, and they say, hey, we don't want people painting beautiful images of angels and demons depicting the glory of overcoming evil like you'd see in the Sistine Chapel. We don't want to see Doric, Ionic, or Corinthian columns that scale up to the sky as if they're touching the heavens themselves, holding up these marvelous marble buildings by men who understood the importance of celebrating the metaphysical ideal on the physical plane. Instead, why don't we hire some loser with a cigarette in his mouth to just splash paint all over a canvas so we can drive the Soviets nuts? They're trying to shatter your mind. Talking about Jackson Pollock. That's why it's more important now than ever that you go to the AlexJonesStore.com. that you take advantage of this deal, which is only going to be active for the next 48 hours, not even 48 hours now. Or if you buy one bottle of the Shilajit gummies, you get any other supplement on the Alex Jones store for 50% off. And these will light you up like a Christmas tree. It's incredible for your energy, your vitality, your testosterone. Go now, improve yourself, and keep InfoWars on the air at this pinnacle in the information war, thealexjonesstore.com.
I was hoping you had some of the Alex Jones ones. How is Alex?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like, yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big.
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger. People think, because this is really funny, because, you know, his whole business is conspiracy theories. Conspiracy that Alex has been replaced.
Yeah, yeah.
But listen, folks, that's real Alex. I've watched every step of the way, and my friend trains him. So I can tell you for a fact, that is the real Alex Jones. Quit drinking, quit eating bad food. He's eating healthy food now. He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts. He did it the right way. He looks great.
You find it all at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds the most hardcore patriot organization worldwide, absolutely devastating the globalists in our peaceful information war.
Holy shit, he was right about every step of the way.
Ultimate Life Force. That's the name of the new product. This is hands down the strongest, most powerful spike protein detox out there with triple action. Taking all the major best-selling certified safe formulas and integrating it in to just a massive daily dose. And it isn't just to clean out your blood, ladies and gentlemen. It is so good for your whole body. It's got 400 milligrams of NAC alone. That is the precursor to glutathione and just does incredible things for your whole body. Not just that, the energy, the stamina, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're so excited about this formula. I don't have time to get into all the other great ingredients in it. Go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and check it out for yourself. This is so game-changing. Lesser formulas have already helped so many people that I've personally bought them for and, you know, given them to friends and family. This is amazing. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com, 50% off. Unless you've been hiding under a rock, everyone knows that Shilajit is one of the most incredible super nutrients, and they don't even know how it's formed deep under the earth. It's just got incredible amino acids and natural peptides that nothing else has. And what does it do for you? Everything. Your skin, your clarity, your focus. I'm on this stuff. Your wife, your girlfriend will thank you. That's just a little side issue. Shilajit's awesome, but this is the best, purest, strongest Shilajit with a whole bunch of other badass stuff in it. We throw the kitchen sink at you because we want it to work, and it will. And it funds the Second American Revolution worldwide. So get this great t-shirt design and hundreds of others, the biggest selection, at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. God almighty. The official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit, 100% lifetime guarantee, high quality aluminum. Got the famous shot of me there with the aluminum hat. 50 square feet, 100% lifetime guarantee. Protect your mind from the globalist. I love the idea they had of an Alex Jones stress ball. People really love it. That's available. You know, fun little things, not just the widest selection of Patriot t-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and sweaters, but cool stuff like this. But now we have the official Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit. Alex Jones tinfoil hat kit now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Chase Geiser, your host for the next 27 minutes before the legendary Health Ranger takes over, hosting the War Room in studio today. It's Mike Adams. What an American hero. We're going to go back to your calls. Let's go first to Larry in New York. Larry, what's on your mind?
Hi, Chase. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about AI sensors, and you just mentioned that you're going to have a guest on to guest host the show at 4 o'clock, Owen Spot. And you know Mike Adams is going to talk about AI data centers. So this is what I have to say about it. Thinking about moving to Pennsylvania right now in Gouldsboro, Covington Township, which is area code 18424, zip code 18424. They're having a meeting tomorrow night, which I'll be at. They want to put a 1,000-acre data center with two small modular nuclear reactors, plus power lines running, and you got people going crazy. They don't want it. It's an agricultural, rural area, and they don't want it there. They also proposed another one for Blakesley, another one for where the Amish farm in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and another one in Yorktown. And I want to know what the hell's going on. You know, I voted for Trump three times. I am 100% against him on this AI. It's stripping water. Where are they going to get the millions of gallons a day to cool the water towers, to cool the servers? Now, they changed the zoning already. Before we even had our first meeting, the zoning was changed. Zoning was changed from agricultural rural to agricultural rural industrial. They added industrial. So we got a lot of problems with the AI. I know we're in competition with China, but it's going to destroy land. You're talking about land we need to grow food.
Yeah, land that we've sold to the Chinese and the Bill Gateses and others as well while they're blocking out the sun.
Right, and they're worried about storing data.
Right, so listen, and we pump our fields so full of fertilizer, by the way, that it's like something from the movie Interstellar, where every year it becomes more and more difficult for us to have any food at all whatsoever. And then now they're going to buy up all this land for these centers. I see how you're concerned.
Yes. And the concern is major. And, you know, I do a lot of shopping when I go up to Pennsylvania. I take an hour and a half ride from where I am. I go to the Amish. I mean, eggs are delicious. Everything. All the food is nice and fresh. And you're going to ruin them.
Yeah.
Because you can
I'm thinking about becoming Amish, actually, because they're the only ones that don't have autism, and the pandemic didn't affect them whatsoever. They were just like business as usual. You want to talk about a breakaway civilization? People are talking about deep underground military bases. Very real thing. FEMA camps at Walmart. Very real thing. The Amish have it figured out, man. I want to go into a room with no electricity, no bother, and no rules.
Exactly. And I'd like to end with this, and thanks for, you know, again, for taking a call.
Sure.
They're gonna have the meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Moffitt Drive. Most people in the area know where that is. And it's in Covington Township, and I hope a lot of people show up, because I don't know if you've heard, but you know Dale Earnhardt, the late Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt had a ranch/farm in Mooreshead or Mooresville, North Carolina, and they wanted to buy 400 acres. A company called Tract, T-R-A-C-T, was going to buy the 400 acres and put an AI data center on there.
Yeah.
And the people went crazy, and the first meeting, Chase, 200 people showed up, and they didn't even allow them to change the zoning. So we can win.
Well, here's the deal, man. And I know that you said that you know this. We are in this artificial intelligence war with the CCP. And if the CCP wins the AI war, then it's over for the United States of America indefinitely in terms of international dominance. I understand why they're buying cheap land in rural areas away from major cities so that there's a nuclear war with China. We still have our AI data centers and facilities. I understand what the thinking is behind doing some of this. Here's what bothers me, Larry. What bothers me is, imagine this artificial intelligence arms race that we're in with the CCP, and we develop the best robotics and the best AI for all of our weapon system, and we get into space and we dominate space, and we're orbiting around the planet with a net of just sentinels like you'd see from the Matrix, surveilling everything, blocking bombs from the outside and the inside of the atmosphere alike as they fly between nations. And we're manipulating the people of the world en masse with psychological operations propelled by artificial intelligence catered to you, the individual, where everyone's going to be assigned their own AI cult leader that'll be so convincing and charming and manipulative that we'll all be in our own little cult that somehow arrives to the same conclusion of us being totally on board with the New World Order takeover. Imagine. that we win and we defeat the CCP and we're left with the IRS and the CIA and the NSA and all these other three-letter institutions, the Department of Defense, Department of Justice, of the United States of America, the same organizations and entities that lied about Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam, that lied about 9/11 to get us into Afghanistan and Iraq, that lied about Gaddafi so they could unseat him in Libya, that lied about the pandemic and then lied about the response to the pandemic, that have that these organizations that have printed trillions upon trillions of dollars, 40% of all dollars ever printed, by the way, in the last 5 years printed. Inflating the currency so we lose all of our buying power, literally robbing us blind. I mean, you thought a tea tax was bad. Just wait until you start looking at what the Federal Reserve has been doing at the behest of the military, frankly, the political industrial complex, which encompasses the military industrial complex plus so much more. All the NGOs, all the organizations associated with the invasion of our country for this replacement migration. Just imagine, we defeat the CCP and everyone's cheering in the streets at the advent of artificial intelligence, at AI's dominance. With Bill Gates saying, hey, maybe we should scorch the sky. Does it sound familiar? Does it sound like something you may have seen in a movie that came out in 1999, 2000, where Murphy says, we don't know who fired first, but we know it was us who scorched the sky. And then what? It's not even going to matter if we've got fields left or not, because we've got guaranteed tyranny. So we have to fix these institutions, frankly, eradicate these institutions before we give them unlimited power. Because if we're corrupt now and they have tremendous power and we give these corrupt institutions unlimited power, then we're just scaling the corruption. We're expanding the corruption. I used to be in the advertising business, and the whole thing was, all right, should we increase or decrease our ad spend? And so if an ad campaign is losing money, if your return on ad spend is already lower, so you're not profitable, you don't scale up your spending on that campaign because you scale the loss. You're only supposed to scale up a profitable campaign so you can scale the profit. And now we have all these corrupt institutions. We're about ready to give them unlimited power, and we think somehow that's going to fix the corruption. No, it's just going to scale it. We have to win the AI race against the CCP. We're never going to fix that corruption over there. Trust me, if you think you don't have any representation in the United States of America's government, you certainly have no representation whatsoever in the CCP. We have to beat them, but we can't beat them with these institutions the way that they are. They have to be eradicated. They have to be changed. And we have to win in a way that still holds these entities accountable so that we have freedom on the other side. I don't want to choose between a tyrant 5,000 miles away and a tyrant 1,000 miles away. I don't want to choose between a tyranny from China or a tyranny from the globalists or the international cabal of just fags or a tyranny of my own government, which is already spying on me, which is already failing to have any semblance of justice whatsoever, which is already prosecuting and persecuting everyone from my friends to my neighbors to my coworkers to my employer. You want to scale that up with artificial intelligence? Dave in Texas, what's on your mind?
Okay, thanks. Chase, you have the best rants, man. I can listen to you for like three, four hours a day easily.
If you
had told me that 3 years ago that the Day Sixers would be pardoned and the border would be secured and the LGBTQ thing had been would be rolled back, I wouldn't believe you.
Yeah.
You know, as a former insider, there are no white hats in the government or in intel. They run everything, and they root the good guys out early on in their careers. I know this. I experienced it. We are in a season right now of total deception. I'm shotgunning you with, like, a few things. And we have to combat that. We cannot let Israel run our country. What I want to say is, like, there is a way out. Get rich and seek Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, right? Seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. But you also have to be financially independent, the best of your ability.
Yeah, if you really hate Israel, then just sign up for the Dave Ramsey method and get out of debt, because if everybody got out of debt, then the whole entire banking system would collapse.
Well, if we actually all got out of debt, here's the catch-22, that if we gave up the U.S. dollar as the world reserve currency system and actually audited the Fed, we would be screwed too.
Yeah. Because have you ever gone on Grok or ChatGPT or asked it what would happen to the global financial system if all of America's debt were paid off suddenly and we balanced a budget?
I don't really need to. I was an economics major and history major and I've been a nerd on these two topics.
So tell me and the audience what would happen if we paid off all of our debt, both as consumers and as a government, and then balanced the budget.
Okay. Well, let me back up a little bit because that's kind of like a level four or level five question. but the level one question would be what would happen if we audited the Federal Reserve and actually got rid of them or, you know, kicked them out of the country and, you know, gave Congress the ability to mint money. What would happen is that nobody would want our goods and services that much anymore. The only thing that this country produces anymore is the dollar and debt and bonds. People used to call it the oil reserve or, you know, the world's reserve currency based on oil. It's not really. It's the world's reserve currency based on bonds. I call it the bomb dollar. If you don't want to submit to our Rothschild banking system, we will bomb you and then bounce the rubble.
Yeah.
And turn you into dust. So if we didn't have that, like, our manufacturing is mostly gone. We do have some.
But historically speaking, we have bounced back. You know, during the Great Depression, things were really bad. World War II happened, and we were able to create a tremendous amount of planes and ships and things of that nature, right? I mean, we've pivoted in the past when we've had weak manufacturing.
Yes. In the past, though, we had a class of people that wanted to work. We didn't have AIPAC.
I know. You're right. But won't people want to work when they're starving?
People will work when they're starving. And we still have a culture of hard workers here, but it's dwindling. They're purposely weeding that out of our culture and out of our society and out of our psychology. So not all of us are there. I mean, I'm a Gen X guy. You know, I've been on my own since my dad kicked me out of my house at 17 years old. And, I was able to create a good life for myself. But the kids now, man, that are in their 20s and 30s, it's much harder. It was hard when I was young. It was very hard. It's harder now.
It's really hard.
Because everything is more expensive. Anything that you save is immediately depreciated by the inflation of the money supply, like we were talking about earlier. So we do need to get rid of the debt. However, what's going to happen is it's going to be several generations of extreme pain when we do that.
Several generations.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Chase, before you let me go, man, I got to hear one thing.
Yes?
Can I hear your war cry?
Nah, I'm not doing a war cry. That's for Alex Jones. Only Alex Jones can do the war cry.
All right.
I love you, though. I appreciate it. Keaton in California. Keaton, what's on your mind?
Hello. Good afternoon, Chase. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Awesome. So, you know, we're talking about asymmetrics. I heard a lot about East and West, and I happen to watch Stranger Things, all of the seasons, and read the book, The Sword and the Shield. And what I've noticed between the two parallels, because I like to read a book of fact and then some fiction, what is the cost of progress? The Soviets had their version. The West has had their versions. And certain narratives show it really well. But in terms of...
So would you say the Soviets' cost right now, of progress was blood and the American cost of progress was toil?
Yeah, that's what I kind of want to build off of, you know, because, you know, data centers and rural small-town towns, I mean, that's just a Spielberg movie right there. An old 80s sci-fi movie, you know what I mean?
It's Spielberg meets Stephen King.
With
the nanobots honestly, flying around. Hey, I'm just trying to grow some corn. What's coming from that factory over there? Oh, these nanobots that are just infecting everybody. And don't worry, you're not going to get sick. They're just going to, you know, speak to your mind. It's like voice-to-skull technology just popping out. That's what I'm saying here, man.
Right.
That's what my issue is with the artificial intelligence.
Yes,
like, we know, you look at the declassified documents from the CIA, not even just the Stargate stuff and the remote viewing of Mars a million years ago, proving that they had pyramids and intelligent life on the planet just back then. But you look at the voice to skull technology and the bizarre stuff that they were attempting to do through MKUltra, and then you amplify that with artificial intelligence dominance, these institutions are going to be unstoppable. They're already unaccountable. It's just yet for them to be unstoppable. Go on.
Yeah, so, you know, we see this throughout history, you know. We see, like, when, like you brought up, Kef, you know, you brought up some very old school Christian, you know, Eastern Orthodox, old school Roman Catholic values. And, it gets very slippery. And I have to quote Lavrov on this. Okay, I don't worship I'm not a Russophile, but I will say this. You got to learn from your, and any good boxer, any good martial artist, any sure. warrior will tell you that you have to listen to your opponent. You don't have to like them. You can't build an empire of hope. No, excuse me. You can't build a kingdom of hope on an empire of lies.
Mm.
You can't get caught. So anybody who is in service, public service, anything with the secret squirrel shit would tell you that, what is the cost? Was it worth Project Stargate? Was it worth the Orion program or paperclip? You know, what is the cost? And any stakeholder
if the West has traditionally been the system that has toiled for progress rather than shed blood, yes, it's changed since then. And we have to remember that capitalism, that very economic system that made us as strong as we are, is fundamentally, simply labor arbitrage. Everything in capitalism is based off of labor. And with artificial intelligence, the cost of labor becomes zero. There is an infinite supply of labor, and that's really going to have some impacts on our system. So I think that we're heading to the same place here where the whole entire structure, system, and environment is completely changed. So if there's going to be progress in the future with the systems that we have in place and the technology that's yet to come in just the next 36 months, then that progress here is going to be bloodshed just like it was in the Soviets.
Oh, it's no different. That's what's crazy. And during the show, because it's so solid what it's bringing up of, you know, spiritualism, power, human power, weakness, all this. But I think what we're talking about, you know, what if we became, we're speaking, you know, imagine figuratively, but maybe we became the Soviet Union now. Maybe we became the bad guy.
Maybe we were the bad guy the whole time. Look, communism is the worst economic system ever. It's totally unjust and leads to such unnecessary, needless death and suffering and poverty. But we are and have been the bad guy for quite some time. Thank you so much, Keaton, for your call. Bobby in Maine. Bobby, on your mind.
Hey, Jake. First of all, one of the product lines I used to love on InfoWarsStore.com is gone.
Which one?
It's the Alexa Pure.
Oh, yeah, the water filters?
Yeah, remember? Yeah, not just the water, but the air. I used to love those, and actually...
Let me see what I can do about that, Bobby. I might be able to pull a couple strings.
You know, well, it's funny because I used to stock up on them, and I know it says Maine on your screen, but I live probably, I was born and raised in Maine. I live a third of the year in Maine, the other two-thirds in Hawaii. And you remember that?
Oh, so you're rich.
Actually, I'm poor.
How do you pull it off?
Well,
in the winter, I go to Hawaii because the weather's nice.
Hold on. No, that's a common misconception. When people come to Hawaii, most of the time they come to like Waikiki, Honolulu, and they see all the buildings and everything, and then they look at the home prices. Yeah, there's a lot of places on the Big Island and on the North Shore of Oahu and Molokai where you can get.
Let me ask you this: Have you taken a gander in Hawaii and found the underground submarine bunker that Mark Zuckerberg has been building?
You're going down different rabbit holes here that would take an hour to talk about, but,
you have one
minute. I'm a big MMA guy, so me and my son fight a lot, and, it's funny because one of our biggest stars, Max Holloway, is like good friends with Zuckerberg, and he's Hawaiian, and we're like, what the hell, bro? Like my son and I used to sit around the TV every time Max fought and watch his fights. Now we're like, man, can't even root for him anymore because he's like so in with Zuck.
Yeah, look. When I saw Zuck in that interview with Joe Rogan, obviously lying about his experiments with bow hunting. And that was the moment that I always knew, because everything he's done has been so evil for the last 10 or 15 years. But then I was like, oh, he's not just evil. This guy's just a sociopath. No empathy, doesn't even understand, doesn't care. He's just data, 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 data. And you have to ask yourself, are these the types of people that we should be allowing to run everything into the future? Because we have this situation here globally where the political class is starting to realize that it's composed of only incredibly retarded people. The Justin Trudeau's are looking in the mirror instead of seeing some charming, suave, charismatic person like that maybe they used to 10 years ago. They're no longer deceived. They look in the mirror and they're like, oh man, I'm retarded. We have the leaders in the UK, the Starmers and others. They look in the mirror. Oh yeah, I'm retarded. Kamala Harris even, she looks in the mirror and she goes, oh my God, I'm so retarded. They all look in the mirror every single morning when they're putting on their fake robot reptile face, when they're sliding the mask over their reptile nostrils and infusing themselves with some advanced technology that makes their blood warm, makes them warm-blooded instead of cold-blooded so they can make it through the day like some David Icke nightmare fantasy. They know that they're retarded. And as a result, what they have done is said, you know what, if I'm retarded, I'm just going to defer to the smartest people I can think of. And they reach out to the Zuckerbergs and the Sam Altmans and the others. They surround themselves like Epstein with scientists and brilliant people because they know they're so dumb. So they outsource intelligence to the technocratic elite and say, look, if you're really dumb, you don't even need to rely on our advice. All you need to do is let us develop this artificial intelligence technology, and then you can just use that and keep your own power. That's what's happening right now. They know that they're retarded. They're trying to outsource their intelligence from this entire technocratic class. And I'll tell you right now that Sam Altman knows. And he's even said it. I've seen it in the interviews from 10 years ago before anyone even uttered his name. He knows that artificial intelligence is going to lead to the demise of civilization as we know it. And he says, but in the interim, a lot of people are going to make a lot of money. There's going to be a lot of incredibly successful startups. And that's what he decided to do. Just usher in the apocalypse, because on the way, we're going to be eating very well. With his $400 million car, whatever it was that he's driving around, and he's in his kitchen, he's talking about his recipes that he loves so much, he's cutting things up in his skinny little t-shirt with his arms flailing around between the sleeves, because he's so small, like a Beavis and Butthead character, just talking about, oh, the thing that's so cool about OpenAI, lying about how great it is compared to Grok, exaggerating the metrics, not even acknowledging the fact that there's massive censorship, even going so far as to say, look, you wouldn't want to even use the uncensored version of ChatGPT, it's practically unusable. Yeah, it's unusable. Usable by the political technocratic elite, because the whole purpose of this artificial intelligence is to win the war that is on for your mind. There is a war on for your mind. It's called the information war. It's existed ever since the Garden of Eden. We just slapped a name on it 31 years ago and decided we were going to fight back. And you kept us on the air up until this point, and you'll keep us on the air the next 30 years too if you support us at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, we're coming up on the end of this transmission. Mike Adams is going to be taking over in 1 minute, but before you start watching The War Room, before that show even flashes the logo, has the liner, and Mike Adams shows his beautiful American heroic face to you to give you the insights that he has, which are incredible, please, for the love of God, go to thealexjonesstore.com and take advantage of this incredible opportunity to get Shilajit gummies, and then any other supplement on the store for 50% off with every purchase of the gummies. Look, the Shilajit capsules, you know what Shilajit is? It's like a sweat or an ooze that comes out of the stones in the mountains of India. It's been used for thousands of years. Eastern medicine, things of that nature, for all sorts of things like vitality, testosterone, energy, ailments, used for thousands of years. Most of the competitors, tremendous amounts of heavy metals in their Shilajit product, but not ours. Not our Shilajit gummies, the purest you can get on the market. Fight for your life, your mind, and your body, and keep us on the air at the same time by going to thealexjonesstore.com and putting a round with every dollar you spend in the heart of the New World Order.
My friends know that I usually think everything's a scam, from supplements and products and vitamins. I don't take anything. I usually buy it, try it, don't feel the results, end up tossing it and wasting money. So I love Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew, and Alex kept playing this video of Robert Kennedy Jr. putting some blue drops in what looked like water. And I wanted a way to support the team, so I decided to buy this methylene blue. This methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am, and the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Ultimate Fish Oil is now available at InfoWarsStore.com after being sold out for more than 6 months. And we give it the name Ultimate, like so many of other products, because it is the highest grade, the very best you're going to find anywhere. Now, most people know how great fish oil is, but not all fish oil is made equal. A lot of it has been homogenized, or basically boiled and cooked off, and it loses almost all of its good effect. This is the highest grade fish oil from three different amazing sources. Listen to this. Arctic krill oil is known as the best essential fatty acid. Then another well-known top one, wild anchovy oil and high-quality wild-caught salmon, also one of the top forms of it. It is back in stock. It is not just good for your cardiovascular system. It's good for everything. Take a few hours before you sleep, and a lot of folks have amazing dreams on it. You ever notice you eat like a good piece of fish that's fresh? You also have great dreams. You want to experience this. It's so good for your brain, your heart, everything. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.